This is what I call Puerto Rican religion. God always shows me when a man's doing something wrong. God always, if me and Lewis were going to fight, he could have walked to a different borough and I didn't even need GPS to find him because God would lead me to him.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, way God leads me to my fights. Wow. I think you're crazy.
Didn't record at all. Motherfucker. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. You know what a fucking douchebag I am? So I sat here for, I'm gonna guess 35 minutes recording an intro that never got done. I'm at the dog park. I'm a fucking toolbox. God damn it, I fucking suck. I mean, is there anyone less professional than me in stand-up comedy and in podcasting? I'm trying to do all these fucking cool, I doubt I'm even recording video. Let me even see if I'm recording video right now. Ugh, you fucking dipshit. You fucking dipshit loser, fuck. Oh my God, God. Anyway, what a fucking dumbass. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 428. This is the last episode I'll ever do. Fuck this. If you're watching on YouTube, please press subscribe. God damn it, you fucking tardbo. You fucking dip fuck. On today's episode, I gotta regroup. Ari, let it go. Those people don't even know the mess up you just did. Doing 35 minutes. It was empty in here. It just finished raining. It was empty. I had the place to myself. Fucking moron. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the episode. I'm Ari Shaffir. I'm your host. On today's episode, we're gonna do one about crazy Latin chicks. That's right. Crazy Latinas. Crazy Latinx. Latinxes. I got my friend Kim Congdon on the episode. Kim is fucking wild. She personifies what a crazy Latina chick is. And I know, I looked this up. There's another term for it, being a chonga. It's a pejorative term for my listeners. Derogatory is the word you might know. Fucking idiots. I can't believe it. Breathe it out, Ari. Let it fucking go. I mean, the whole time I was looking at the clock. Because the fucking voice modulator was showing me this. Oh, I didn't have a recorder. There is a stereotype about crazy Latin women. It's a real stereotype. I didn't make it up. I heard of it. Ay, papi. Yeah, who's going to slash your tires? A fucking Latin chick or a fucking Ashkenazi Jewish chick? I mean, who do you picture? Get the fuck over yourself. Who do you picture? And they're like, I saw it online too. They're like, I fucking hate that people call us crazy Latin chicks. It makes me so fucking mad. Like, of course it does, you fucking crazy Latin chick. You're fucking crazy. Certain types are, certain types are not. Chinese chicks don't slash your tire unless you're an outside-the-box Chinese chick. You gotta be an outside-the-box Chinese chick to fucking slash a dude's tire, to key somebody's car. That's Latin, dude. That's fucking Latin. You could be a brown Jew and maybe get it done. Even that, you gotta be modern. Even if you do it, you're going against stereotype, which is fine, but that's what you're doing. You're going against stereotype. Russian chicks are fucking nuts. Who's not? Dude, those Chinese chicks and Korean. You go to the park, Hollywood Park, or Hustler, or Commerce Casino, the casinos. They would sit dotingly right behind their husband for hours while they played cards. Can you imagine a chick? Can you imagine a Latin chick just sitting there? She'd fucking punch you in the back of the head. You can never be you can never bluff the whole time. You'd be looking behind you like, she's about to fucking stab me. Chinese chicks don't stab you. They slowly poison you. Where did the stereotype come from? Do you know? This is the kind of shit I should look up. I should have the podcast where I talk to the guest, and then I should look up the history of it. I don't know where it is. Chonga, the word in Ecuador and Peru in that region, means hooker. That's not what I mean. I don't mean hooker. I mean crazy fucking hooker is what I mean. The non-sex hooker. You missed me talking to this guy about stand-up comedy in New York. It was such a fucking good New York moment. And now this fucking battery's gonna go dead for sure. Ugh, I'm a fucking moron. Anyway, so, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, Chinese chicks, Brazilian chicks. Here's what comes from, I think. There's a thing that happened in mice in Brazil. They had this disease that they got from the sewage. And the disease, I don't know what it's called, it would make you have no fear. Huh? Against Santa Monica. Nope. When I say against Santa Monica, it's because if you were listening to the last recording that never happened, you'd know what the fuck I was talking about. Maybe it's the fucking Cedar Sinai calling me back to tell me they sent a bill again to an address that was 8 years ago and I went into collections and lost an apartment because you fucking sent a $70 collections to an apartment I haven't been in fucking 7-8 years. And then you just go into collections. Anyway, back. See, that's a kvetchy Jew. Jews don't get, like, Jewish men, kvetchy, like, complaining, the soup is cold. That's a Jewish stereotype. I'd love to say it's not true, but come on, I was just complaining about a fucking $78 bill. Oh, so these mice would lose their fear, which is an interesting thing. And they would go up to cats. They would see a cat, and instead of hiding, they'd be like, I don't give a fuck. I got no fear, bitch. No fear. No fear. Can't steal second with your foot still on first. No fear. And I'm gonna have to stop this soon because the park is filling up. So they go up to the cats. What would happen? Well, cats, they don't give a fuck if you show fear or not. They'll eat the fuck out of you if you're a mouse. So they're like, he's not even running away. And they would eat him. And they would get the disease. And then the cats would shit, or the dogs would eat the cats, maul the cats who would have no fear. And it would get into the sewage system, and people would drink the water. And the people started to have no fear. I remember at some point, based on a Wikipedia page I read 12 years ago, that something like 60% of Brazilians have this disease in them, and it makes them have no fear. It gives them the rage. Like 28 days later, it gives them the rage, but in like a real form, not in like 28 days later form, in like a real way. So they get into fights all the time, and you can be like stereotypical, but I talked to Jorge, fuck, I forgot his last name, he used to be a UFC fighter. He said they would leave bars on Saturday night, and they would line up your neighborhood, that neighborhood, and they would all have a fucking brawl for the fun of it, and someone would die every 2 weeks, and they would keep doing it. Pipes, they'd have a pipe section. That doesn't mean like music. It means one section would be like, we use pipes here. Beat somebody over the head. We use weapons. You guys don't use weapons. So to each their own. You want to be a pussy and just go hands? That's fine. We use weapons over here. Nothing stabby, I think. So anyway, they're ragey. Russians are ragey. English people, Scottish people are fucking stabby. Fucking lower English, not as stabby. Everyone's got a stereotype, you guys. It's time to go with it. And Latin chicks have a stereotype of being fucking wild. If you cheat on them, they will fuck you over. They will fuck your life over. But it's worth it. It's worth it. You get someone that fucking nuts, you're never gonna get a hard-on that hard than when someone's revenge fucking you to get back at someone else. It's a hard-on on a level you can't even comprehend. Let me do my dates real quick. So I got all my dates on archiever.com. Oh, I'm getting all these fucking fun photoshops right now. So I've just said, you can name my tour whatever you want because I don't have a tour yet. I've got some good ones. Alaho Actor. It's just a picture of me as Osama bin Laden. If it's a good photoshop and a funny name, I'll fucking post it. I put those suggestions on Instagram stories sometimes. The one I just put up there that Torelli made one was Ari Licks Dogs but Bert Fucks Them Tour 2021. Whatever you want. Whatever you want, I'll be willing to do it. I'm talking to my phone, if you don't know, because I want to hide that I'm looking at a camera and doing a podcast in public. It's very embarrassing. Southern chicks get fiery. Who was that American Idol? Kelly Clarkson. Remember when she won American Idol? And she was smoking hot. And then she went on American Idol. People were like, sweet, Kelly Clarkson's an American Idol. And then she showed her first day and be like, oh, well, I know what you've been spending your success money on. Pizza rolls. Not to say she shouldn't, so would I. You think if I was Buster Douglas, I wouldn't get as fat as Buster Douglas? For sure I would, dude. I don't have a good work ethic. Hey, Buster. Someone could easily steal my dog. And they might have already stolen her. Nope, she's got a friend. So whatever you want to name my tour, whoever made that fucking The Cop Who Killed George Floyd Photoshop, you're a sick motherfucker. It made me cringe. I can't post it. It was a well done fucking, the artwork of it was well done too. It was well done. Dude, I cringed. Kyla was like, she's getting all of them and finding the good ones. And I was like, I can't post that one. She goes, oh, thank God. I'm taking it out of this thread though, so you don't get tempted to. Thank God for Kyla. At least she's like letting me make my own decisions. Oh no, don't come close. Don't sit there. Please don't sit there. Please don't sit there. Keep walking. Yes. So it was bad. I was like, I can't post this. I'll be done. I might not be able to post go fly a kike tour. And it's me as Mary Poppins with fucking Jew curls. Curly fries, as Ms. Pat calls them. By the way, we have a podcast with Big J coming in 2 weeks, and it was fucking great. So anyway, I got Kim Congdon on the podcast to talk about being a fiery Latin chick. She's that. She's a crazy Latin chick. A crazy Latina. Ay, papi, you wanna fuck with me? She doesn't have that accent, but she may as well. So let me do my dates real quick. Any Photoshop you want, fucking tag me on Instagram, DM me on Instagram, whatever you want. Tour starts this week in Hartford, Connecticut, June 11th and 12th. I'm ready. I've been doing so many fucking shows. I'm doing 6 tonight. Every Tuesday, Ari Shaffir and Friends. I changed it from Ari Shaffir Works Off the Rust to Ari Shaffir and Friends. I'm back. Worked so fucking hard. Baltimore, Long Island, those two and Providence, all in July. Then in August, Shroomfest, August 21st and 23rd. Take mushrooms and join up. T-shirts coming soon. As soon as Lee Nguyen has the t-shirts ready and stickers. And Pittsburgh, one show only in Pittsburgh with Big J. And then Nashville, Tacoma, Spokane, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Oklahoma City, and just added, San Antonio. Hey guys, sorry, my notebook of shit to write. Yeah, anything you want to name the tour. I'll throw some suggestions on Instagram stories, but make up whatever you want. I didn't name Allahu Akbar 2021. I didn't name the Ha 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 Mas Tour 2021 with fucking Hamas burning behind me. You can also make fun ones. How about the Ari Shaffir Eat Shit Tour? And it's just me fucking with shit all over my mouth, and then just like someone serving me shit. But it's like a nice restaurant, and so it's like they have the waiters with the napkins over their hand, you know, and everyone's serving like a bunch of Ari Shaffirs at a table, and they're all serving them at the same time. It's like a really nice restaurant where they all serve you at the same time, but it's all just shit. And we've already got the first course shit just all over ourselves. Or whatever Photoshop you want to make. You write it, I'll post it. Hartford, Baltimore, Long Island, Providence, Pittsburgh, Nashville, Tacoma, Spokane, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, OKC, and San Antonio. Go to arishaffir.com for tickets right now. If you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe. Guys, real quick, let's get a word from our sponsor. Oh, it's about to pour rain. Let's get a word from our sponsor.
Guys, today's episode of Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank is brought to you by the kind gentleman, the kind upscale gentleman who run YoKratom.com. YoKratom.com. For the gentlemanly way to get the most fucked up. Do you guys do Kratom? This is one of my favorite ideas, because they're like, you don't have to pretend like you do it, which is great because I never really do. But if you do Kratom, if you snort Kratom, if you shoot up Kratom, if you fucking shove Kratom up your ass, if you soak Kratom into a tampon and put that tampon into your ass for maximum effect, I'm not sure how you do Kratom. I have drank it once. In a drink, and fuck me up. So it's quality. But if you do Kratom, go to YoKratom.com. $60 kilos. $60 for a KILO. YoKratom.com. No promo code. Just go get fucked up. YoKratom.com. They sponsor this podcast. Legitimately, the only people that will consistently sponsor me are drugs and cock shit. So, you want to do some drugs? Go get YoKratom.com. $60 for a kilo. And it's made in quality labs. I don't really know where it's made. But go get it. YoKratom.com. Thank you guys very much for sponsoring this podcast. I got to fucking try some. I was gone at Ecuador for too long. Now I'm back with not much to do. And it's going to be a fun fucking New York summer. And everyone will just think I'm drunk if I get too fucked up on Kratom. So I'm gonna see what this shit is like. Hopefully by, what did I do? One ad read a month for you guys? Get me some shit. Or I'll ask Gas Digital. Get me some of that shit. And I'm gonna try it. Let me try some of that YoKratom. And then I'll like legitimately tell you what it's like. Who the fuck am I? Who the fuck is Ari Shaffir to be like, I haven't really tried that drug enough yet? What the fuck is wrong with me? Who the fuck is that guy? Sometimes you gotta stop, you guys, and ask yourself what the fuck you're doing wrong in your life. How the fuck is Ari Shaffir gonna tell you about a drug that he hasn't done? Are you out of your mind? What the fuck happened to you, dude? You fucking idiot. You've been home. Well, whatever. There's lots of drugs to do. I'm a responsible drug addict. Anyway, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back to the fucking... to the intro. You guys like these ad read drops? You never know if it's going to be a real one or a fake one. All right, let's get back. And I'm telling you guys, fucking Kim Congdon is nuts. She's a crazy Latina chick. And this is one of my favorite episodes I've done in a while. It was a fucking fun one. God, as soon as I left, sometimes I do podcast ads. I'm not sorry, podcasts, and I leave. What am I at setting wise? Yeah, we're good. And I leave going like, oh, that was okay. It was a pretty good one. Sometimes I'm like, this is a bad one. And then sometimes you leave going like, fuck yeah. Like, that was a fucking good episode, dude. So, yeah, good episode. Guys, can you guys also subscribe to this podcast and fucking, yeah, I'll tell your friends about it. This is a good one. Share this one. Share this episode. Tell your friends. Like, that was a fucking hilarious one, because it was. And sign up for my goddamn Patreon. Patreon.com/Ari Shaffir. Maybe I'll have Kim on to do a Patreon episode soon. That's not a bad idea. It would be good to get fucking sex advice from Kim. We should do a Dear Ari with Kim, for sure. Anyway, fuck Patreon. Let's get back to the fucking real show.
Yeah, dude, my fucking dog picks on pit bulls. He doesn't give a fuck. My dog didn't give a fuck. He did cry like a little bitch one time. A fucking pit bull got him in Ayampe. Didn't you, though? Didn't you, fucking bitch? I can call him a bitch because he acts like a bitch sometimes. A little whimper. Anyway, so Kim is fucking nuts, you guys. She left LA with everybody in her friend group fucking hating her. And she's like, I don't give a fuck. That bad baby shit, I don't give a fuck, that attitude, it lives in Kim. I like her. I like Kim. I like how wild she is. But I can't get too close to her. No way. No way. Not back then. She's calmed down a little bit, but not back then. No fucking way. You'd be out of your mind. But I say let's start the episode. 12 minutes in. Hey, guys, if you don't mind, can you do me a favor? Can you go on Instagram or Twitter? Can you go on Twitter and just... wouldn't mind. Just tweet that, you know, Ari Shaffir, he's a pretty good person. Do you mind? Just say that I'm a pretty good person. Should we start? Let's start, you guys. I've got a good story for the outro, a real good story about cheating that we covered in this. It reminded me. I've got a fucking... got a fun commercial if you're watching on YouTube. So if you're watching on YouTube, let me tell you the plan of what I do in this podcast now. Wednesday or Thursday, I forget, I should know, we release a classic Skeptic Tank on YouTube. This last week was Bobby Lee, Door Guys 2, I think 267. It's never been on YouTube before. So we put it into fun, like a cartoon, real simple cartoon, we put it up there. And some of these are fucking hilarious. If you watch those are in green. The new ones are all in pink as a thumbnail. And every Monday, releasing the YouTube of the new episode. Tuesday will be the RSS feed of the new episode. So some of the shit, some of the ad reads, I can't do on YouTube. 3Chi, because it's Delta 8, it's like a whatever. Kratom, you'll Kratom. I can't do those on YouTube. Sorry, I replace them with fun fucking moronic commercials. So that's what you're getting if you watch this podcast on YouTube. YouTube.com/Ari Shaffir. If you listen to it, you get the songs. The song we're going out with today is a good one. It got me down a rabbit hole, dude. It sent me down a fucking rabbit hole. This lady is fucking nuts, and it made me see stuff from... oh, I'll talk about it in the outro. So, anyway, if you listen on RSS, you get the songs. Songs that I am not allowed to use, but yet somehow they've never stopped me in 10 years. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the episode. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 4, 28. Crazy Latina chick with Kim Congdon. Buena. Starts now.
Before he eats you. First of all,
before we even start, we're here at this brand new studio, Too Much Content Studios. Thank you very much for having us. This is Big J's old apartment. It looks so much better now. There's no more dank in the common room. Wait, where'd you get that Kodak thing? That wasn't Jay's, was it?
The camera?
Yeah. Well, maybe I have one like that.
He thought he left it here.
I was like, what?
He was going to take it back.
There is some stuff that's here. That Skankfest 2016 thing, is that Jay's?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. But it's so much nicer and air. I was always like, yeah, you got to leave this place, man. There's no light. And now there's plenty of light.
It was Jay blocking the light it was in Jay. The window.
Yeah. It was his dark soul sucking the light out of him, kind of like the under eye of an NFL player.
It was his physical body just standing in the window, Ari.
Yeah.
He just needed to tell him to step to the left.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Dude, we would do Zooms and it would just be like, Jay, why are you so dim? Turn on a light. He goes, no, it's on. I'm like, what it? No one else. Everyone else is like, oh, okay. COVID times. We got to like buy some lighting equipment.
Right.
These guys here at Too Much Content made a whole fucking studio with lighting equipment. This place is great.
Every day's like a Sunday morning in here.
Yeah. Do you record your podcast here?
Me and Alex have been recording the podcast here. It's fun because we can smoke. They let us smoke in here.
I told you how you can smoke at Gas Digital, too.
I know. You told me the secret, and I'm going to go do that next time.
I mean,
I'm going to take another step. I'm going to do it in front of Ralph and be like, you said I could.
All those interns there have no idea what Ralph says, so they're all sort of scared of him. And the comic, they're all sort of new, so you can just take advantage of them. Once I realize that, you know, like
that's
the power
genius.
Position stuff. Yeah. Oh, we got a Gas Digital employee right here.
There he is. Don't tell him the secret.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome to Skeptic Tank, everybody. My guest today is Kim Congdon. Wow, that sounds so professional. I'm never that professional.
Wow. Thank you.
Kim, I had this idea to do this podcast with you.
Uh-huh.
First of all, what's the name of your podcast? Let's promote it right out the gate.
My name of my podcast is Broad Topics. You can find it on anywhere that
podcasts.
Topics with an X.
That means minorities are on it.
T-O-P-I-X. Anywhere the podcasts are available, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, Stitcher, Gas Digital Network, with my co-host Alex Scarlato. We have Frank here, my producer.
Alex, who endorsed me for Legion of Skanks president.
There we go.
Yeah, that's the one. So listen, hey buddy. Over the summer, I was starting to think of like ideas for podcasts, and you are one of the wildest people I know. And I heard a stereotype, it's a racial stereotype, and then I'm like, oh, you fit in perfectly with that. Mm-hmm. Just the wild fucking Latina chick.
Right.
Chonga. Have you ever heard that term?
I've been called that at me, yes.
I was doing research. I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Yeah, it's sometimes
Chonga.
Pejorative, but sometimes it's not. You were raised in Miami?
No, I was raised even worse. Like the worst place to put a Puerto Rican is Central Florida with the redneck white people.
Central Florida.
Like swampy, like...
Where you're like,
in the
beaner.
Woods.
You're like, no, that's not even my kind.
No. Yeah, no. I mean, it was just like very, where
what,
I grew up, it was just
no, that's north.
Very gangster black people or rednecks. Like that was my town mostly. I was about 3.5 hours away from Miami.
Were there tons of Latinos there?
No, not
Latinos?
Really.
Latinx?
Nope.
You know, when I heard Latinx, I thought that was like a convention for Latino people.
It sounds like a hip hop artist.
It does.
Spanish DMX.
Latinx. He's like, he just does the same stuff. He just translates it.
Mm-hmm. Stop. Drop. Open a shop.
That, by the way, that sounded Indian. That was from a Latino person. That was the worst Latino accent I've ever heard.
Well, it was really hard to do male DMX. I can do women pretty well. But.
Can you do female DMX? You're just going to do a female Indian accent now.
Yeah, no, I can't.
What was I going to say? Fuck, I had something and I fucking lost it.
Yeah, you're saying I'm Puerto Rican, I'm a chonga, we're known to be crazy.
Yeah, the wild Latina.
Yeah.
You have always been that thing,
mm-hmm.
which I have like had a godlike respect and fear of you at
you
any
had
moment.
You had a godlike respect and fear of me?
Yeah, you're
what
wild,
what an
man.
Honor, dude.
Yeah.
That's honestly an honor.
Yeah.
Clip that.
So I looked it up. Yeah, exactly. Clip it. Use it as a ringtone.
Ari Shafir fears me. I'm going to make it a shirt.
Fear no fear with Shafir himself. There's something there. There's something there. You got to like figure it out. Yeah, it's I don't know what if it's Florida in general or but when I looked up like crazy Latina chick, which is a specific type.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get later like what the other types of like ethnic crazies are.
Mm-hmm.
But like I found chonga. Mm-hmm. And it was like, used to be pejorative, which means derogatory, which means mean.
What was it?
Chunga.
Oh.
Pejorative.
Pejorative.
Yeah. Yeah. I would not have been able to use that word before this morning.
Okay. yeah. I was like, never heard of it.
Yeah. But it's just, but then they said now it's like all these like kind of queer where they're taking it. I was like, no, we're chunga.
Mm.
Like it's like a proud thing.
Okay. Yeah. What's okay.
That, where does that come from?
Chunga?
No, oh, sure. Okay.
I think it's to me, when I hear it, it's less Puerto Rican and more like, I think it's what they refer to as like Mexican women, chongas. I think so. It's like big gold earrings with like your name across it.
That's their version of chola.
Chola.
Chola is that's the what I was thinking of.
You're right. Maybe that is me.
Yeah. So they said in Miami. Oh, nice earrings, by the way. Where'd you get those?
Thank you. H&M.
Oh.
Yeah, they're little faces.
They said the version of that for Florida was like basketball jerseys, loose basketball shorts, like below the knee, not the hoop earrings. It's like every region has their own version of that fucking, I don't know.
We used to wear these shoes that look like metal gated. Do you remember the metal shoes? They had the flowers on the top of them. They came in like 18 different colors.
The metal shoes?
Oh, God. They were so Puerto Rican. Like, I just specifically remember seeing Hispanic girls, the ones that we did have in my school, like, take them off to fight. Like, it was just an image of them, those being always kicked off.
Really?
Yeah.
To get them off quick.
Yeah, to get them off quick.
What? You'd think you'd want the traction from, like, what sneakers would afford
no,
you.
No, it's kind of like a hood thing to like fight barefoot if you got flip-flops on. Oh, that's remember that girl, yeah, Bad Baby? Yeah. She made that song, Gucci flip-flops, fuck it, hit your bitch in my socks.
I don't remember that.
That's a great line though, right? Yeah. Fuck it, I'll hit your bitch in my socks.
What is that?
That is
hit
good.
Bitch in my
it's
socks.
Called Gucci flip-flops by Bad Baby, that girl from Dr. Phil with the big tits that just turned 18. She puts out the best.
Catch me outside?
She puts out the best
Catch
music.
Me outside?
She's the greatest rapper alive.
And the Catch Me Outside lady?
I'm not kidding, Ari. She's talented as fuck.
Wait, what's her name?
I wouldn't call her a lady,
Gucci
but...
Gucci
flip-flop? No, that's the name of it. I wouldn't go lady. Gucci flip-flops. I like that Ari writes in this notebook, like, notes like Gucci flip-flops, like a for real old Jew.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta do this. You take notes in the iPhone, everyone thinks you're texting people.
That's
Wait,
true.
That's the name of the song.
Gucci flip-flops.
Wow, that's what I'm going out with.
And she's also like a roaster. Did you ever see when... Spade posted a picture with her. He was like excited that he met her, and he was like, I met the Catch Me Outside girl. And then she reposted the picture and just put, low-key, I thought that was a waiter.
Wow. That's great. Now, I wonder what happens to that wild. I mean, South Park did a version of her. She's famous.
I watched the original episode. Like, I was in Florida with my family. I watched when the episode aired, and I sat like next to my mom, and I told her that this girl's a fucking star. When I saw her, I was like, she is so captivating. There's something, you know, when people just
the
have
confidence.
It.
Confidence. Yeah, the it.
She has it.
Yeah.
You could see it from the Dr. Phil thing. She was like, fuck you. I'll fight all you bitches. Like, she didn't give a fuck.
That's so great. That's
she's
so
an honorary
great.
Puerto Rican
and
in
so
my
she's
eyes.
Legit rapping now? which Latinos are the best fighters? Is there a standard for that?
The
Puerto
best
Ricans
fighters?
Are up there. Ecuadorians are not known as great fighters.
Yeah, it's got to be Puerto Ricans. I would say a Dominican will fuck you up.
Dominicans, yeah.
I would
here.
Say a Dominican will fuck you up. A Colombian?
Colombians, yeah. Mexicans?
Brazilian. Yeah. Brazilian does the sneak attack, though.
What do you mean?
They just hit you from behind. You don't see it. Pop.
Yeah.
They all come at you. It's funny to think that they all come at you in different ways. They all
they
have
all
their own
create a diversion.
Fighting style. Puerto Ricans, they invite you to dinner and they poison you.
So, yeah. So, thank you for not being offended by any of this. But
no.
I did see when I was doing research on this, people were like, it's fucking rude to call someone caliente. And I'm like, you're caliente right now. it's the best like comeback to your stereotype. If you say Jews are cheap, they're not going to be like angry. They're going to be like, well, I'll see you in court.
Right. Yeah, you know? Right.
It's just like fitting into it.
Hold on. You know what I think we should do before we keep going? Ani, because Ani and Joey are so hospitable. They've made us what'd you call it, Ani?
A shroom cootery
board with mushrooms and bagels and cream cheese. Your dog tried to eat some earlier.
She'll whine when she sees food.
Do you want a
want...
couple stemmies?
Oh my God. Hold on. I got to show this to a camera. This is fucking nuts. This is wild. Whoa. Dude, oh my God. Yeah, you guys are getting down
shrooms
here.
Shrooms and bagel and cream cheese and high chews.
Oh my
and
God.
Coffee.
To wash it down with?
Yeah. We're going to be shitting all day.
I had hernia surgery, so I have to take stool softeners to get myself diuretic.
This is God's stool softener.
Yeah, this will do it. Fuck. All right. Well,
I'm going to take a stem.
I'll do like a nice one.
Oh, yeah,
you have a scale?
Oh,
let's use it just to see.
Yeah,
I've actually always wanted to know how much people like, how much you give me? I'm like, I think about 2 grams.
I know exactly how much I need to feel happy and not go overboard. And it's somewhere between 0.3 and 0.4 and a half. It's like a perfect grams.
Wow, look at this. This is a fucking professional. It even says hello.
It says hello to you. Wow.
That's good. There's no way you're going to see that.
If a black person bought it, it'd go, what up, my... Okay.
So you just drop it on there? Well, it still says hello. Yeah, maybe. Wait, okay. What does it say? It says.
What's that at?
I'm loving this. That's what I really need. You know the weird thing, Kim? I have always prided myself on properly dosing people. And then a couple fucking missed doses, and I've lost my whole reputation as someone who was like, how deep do you want to get? I can get you exactly there.
Right. And
couple
now
couple missteps, you lose everything.
Now people are a little
0.31.
nervous.
0.31.
Whoa.
Cap on a stem.
That's perfect.
You want that one?
Yeah, I kind of do. Yeah, okay. That's perfect. Here, do you want to pick another? There's this one right here.
So I talked to...
picking crystals out.
I was doing a Rogan podcast, and that guy he has, Paul Stamets, was there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, they were switching podcasts. Like he was first, I was second. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, all right, talk to this guy. He's way into shrooms. And so I was like, all right. So I talked to him a little bit, and he goes, yeah, I know everything. I was like, oh. And I couldn't tell because he has so many scientists on. I'm like, are you a square? But mm-hmm. the guy was wearing like a felt fucking elf hat. So I'm like, all right, maybe he's cool. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, you know something I've always wanted to know? Caps and stems, are they the same strength? I always heard like it could be the caps are way stronger, or it could be that the caps like leak all over the stems, so the stems are as strong
right,
or stronger.
What the fuck is it?
He said caps are something like 10 times stronger than caps, than stems. Caps are way, way stronger. I gotta get the exact number.
That makes sense because I usually have stems and I feel like I'm a little lower than everyone. What's that one?
0.24.
And that one's this one's 0.31?
Yeah.
You take this one, I'll take the smaller one.
Okay.
Just biologically, it makes more sense.
Because men.
Because you're bigger.
Are smarter. Oh, no. Okay. All right.
I need the more brain power.
This is the perfect amount.
I'm going to put mine in a sandwich.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. What do you got?
Bagel and cream cheese, just plain.
Is it, okay. This is the perfect amount for a party, if you ask me. If you're going to go to a party and you're going to be with some dullards, a cap and a stem, 0.31, I guess, mm-hmm. is enough to make people's dumb stories interesting.
You can have small talk about the weather with 0.31.
Yeah. Do you ever have a problem? I call them norms or civilians there's another word that I forgot. But like when you're hanging out with comics, you guys must know too, you hang out with a lot of comics. We're wildly interesting.
It's so fun.
Yeah. And then you're hanging out with some, you know, a fucking your brother's friend or something, and you're like, you suck. But like, how are you able to handle a party like that? 0.31, I think. Is the answer.
Definitely. It's so crazy. Sometimes I'll, just for the sake of like a social experiment, I'll watch someone talk at me.
And just like go into your head?
I'll go into my head and I'll be like, wow, I can't imagine being this person. And like, what is their whole life like that like they need to talk to me about like the structure of a Ferris wheel right now? You know what I mean? Like where you're like their entire life, like they were born and bred and they came out of their mother and like everything they've ever done has led up to this being the most interesting thing going on right now.
You know that scene in Clerks where the video store clerk is hanging out with the you ever see Clerks?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. I was going to let
you
keep
going. That's nice. You did well. There's some customer and he's talking dumb shit. He's just like, oh, look at this. He's just reading the news. And then the other guy who's not even working there just drinks a bunch of water and just goes, and just spits it in his face.
That's how I feel like.
Yeah. And it's like, why are you even saying this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want to stop sometimes and just go, hey, you can drop out of this conversation. Like,
dude,
why are you even bringing this up, dude?
I want to hear about how your brother touched you at night.
That's my boyfriend.
Please, something exciting. Make me feel. When I'm having a conversation with you, I want to feel any emotion besides like neutral. The feeling should never be neutral. I should be feeling fear. You should be telling me a scary story. I should be feeling happy. I should be feeling
offended,
like offended.
Something interesting.
Any emotion I'm begging for. Literally,
take
make
a
me
chance.
Sad.
Yeah, yeah. I have a new thing to judge people to not talk politically. when they start talking politics to me because I don't care at all.
Same.
Yeah. And then sometimes I'll know like 10% of a story, so I'll start to argue, and then I realize I barely even know this, and I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't stop people from talking. It's the same thing as 9/11 truthers and like fantasy football, anything like that. You just, they won't stop. Mm. So you got to hit them with this. Yeah, my uncle just got diagnosed with inoperable testicular cancer.
Just tell them someone's dying.
Yeah, and then see if they'll just keep going with the fucking with the dumb shit they're talking about, or if they'll just let you alone.
In LA, they'd be like, I actually just auditioned for the role of testicular cancer.
The role of testicular cancer. That's great. Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. What a fucking great studios here at Too Much Content. Who else records here? I love reading off that thing. Loud Boys. I've never heard of them. Who else?
Bunch of other people you haven't heard of besides Kim and Alex.
That would be a great name for a podcast. Bunch of other people you haven't heard of except for Kim and Alex. It'd be you guys and like six other random people. All right. Well, cool. This is a great studio. Mm-hmm. This really is. It also is missing the smell of Big J. Anyway, back to the episode. Have you ever punched a man?
No.
Never?
Yes. I forgot. I'm not trying to lie. I legitimately forgot.
Yeah, I have to remember something. What was the context?
Yes, I punched. Okay, so I've been in. When I say fist fights, do I count my sisters? I don't think sisters count.
No. But,
right?
But they're counted a different thing, but no.
No, okay. I mean, that doesn't even count. That's how you say hello in a Puerto Rican family.
Okay. Fist fight, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I fist fight my sisters every few years. We do it like it's like Christmas.
You just let it go.
We just have to get together and let it out.
Damn. That's wild.
Yeah.
We just, so in super white families, they just stop talking to each other.
You do silent treatment. Damage.
Yeah. But then it goes years. There's never any idea. Like,
oh, no. We like fully fist fight, like scratching, being pulled apart, things being broken, and then like a day later, we're really good friends again.
Yeah, that's a way better way to go.
I think that's a better way to do it. People really look down on fighting, but sometimes like we're all just animals still. Sometimes you just want to fight someone for a second.
Uh-huh. I saw Casino, the movie mm-hmm. Casino. They played it free at University of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And so we saw it in the student movie theater, and then we're all so fucking hyped up, and then I came around the corner and my friend Jesse from Liberia, this big fucking, he does professional working out now,
mm-hmm.
and he came around the corner, we just looked at each other, we're just like, we wanted a fucking fight, man. We're like, let's do it. He beat my ass for about 10 minutes, but it was so fun.
I love that.
Yeah,
it felt good, right? And
you
afterwards,
get
it
out of your
like,
system.
You're like, I'm good. You're like good for like 10 years.
Yeah.
One fight every 10 years is enough. It's more than enough.
I think so. My friend Rachel wrote a book about how girls bully each other. And it must just be white girls now that I'm thinking about it. But like how it's way harder in high school and stuff because it's not so evident that teachers can break it up.
That's actually really true. White girls like actually like bully each other. And
slut!
Yes.
That's
it.
Yes.
Know?
And then like a teacher's like, they can't see it enough, but it's so
damaging.
It's
not enough to say anything, but you kind of heard it. They gaslight the teachers too.
I didn't. What? I didn't.
Yeah. And then Hispanic and black girls fight.
Fight. And so then they can be like, cool, we'll break that up. We know what it is. Yeah, but you get over your shit way faster.
Yeah, I punched one guy. I punched a guy at the Comedy Store in 2012.
Nice. That's right about when I left. Yeah.
2012. You know who it is. I don't think I should say a name, but...
Oh, nice. Okay.
Remember him? I remember. He's such a douchebag.
Okay.
He was a douchebag. And he got mad because.
Because you punched him?
No. I'll tell you the reason I punched him. Listen, I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to defend myself.
There's no problem. I'm not even judging you.
I'm not that crazy. I just stand up for myself. Like, I'm a very outspoken person. I don't hold back. I don't let anyone fuck with me.
I'll do what I want.
Catch me outside. Yeah. How about that? So we were, he got mad because we were drinking. He said something about my friend in front of her, something douchey, and I had to stand up for her. He like hurt her feelings. Mm-hmm. Said something douchey.
Love a friend. Love a friend who's going to be like, hey, nah.
Yeah.
No, you can't say that to my friend.
Right. And I was seeing him at this time. We were like kind of seeing each other.
Dude?
Yeah, for like a year.
Wow. So you were already dating him.
So we were, I can't remember if we were, We broke up like a bunch of times. If maybe we were in a breakup and just being friends or something at that point. But he said something to my friend. And then I said, like, you know, I was like, fuck off. Like, go back and tell the same joke you tell on stage every night.
Oh,
or I said something like, go nice. Back, tell that shitty mustard joke you say. I yeah. said something like, where I called out one of his bad jokes that was like hacky.
That'll hurt a comic.
Yeah. And he did this. Here, go like this.
Okay. I'll let you do it. But I'm telling you, I had hernia surgery. So stay away from this.
I'm not
going to
do anything bad to you.
Okay.
I'm just going to show you the most. Motion. Okay. It was, you know, what the round tables in the front patio by the bar.
Uh-huh.
We were sitting at one of those. Okay. And he was like, don't you ever.
My
yeah. shoulder went.
Yeah.
In and front of people. Mm-hmm. And my friends were like, this is borderline abuse. So
And you're being embarrassed in front of others. First of all, I'm completely on your side at this point.
Okay,
because
good.
Like he's showing you up. And this thing hurts way more than it should. It looks like two fingers.
He's going like this in my collarbone.
Yeah. If it was like this.
Violently.
Yeah. If it was this way, it's very light.
Yeah.
This way
no.
is way harder
he
than it
He sharpened
looks.
It.
Yeah.
So he did it three times. And on the third time, I literally punched him as hard as I could in the face.
From across the table.
From just across the table. I just stuck him and he grabbed his eye and he walked away. And people were like, whoa. Because of course, that's all they see is that part.
The retaliation.
So
NFL.
It's just a Puerto Rican girl hitting someone. But I was like, fuck you. And I walked away. And then I was sitting in the back telling a few people the story. And I see him coming around the corner with the manager, Eric, at the time. And he's got an ice pack on his eye. And Eric around the corner is coming around the corner. And he goes, Eric's going like, who did it? Who punched you? And he looks at me in the eye and goes, some fucking cunt. And then kept walking.
Oh, he didn't tell on you.
He didn't tell on me, which was like a good comic
That's
move.
Fair. Yeah, that is a good comic
But
move.
He deserved it.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have been poking me aggressively. I say, biologically, a poke to the collar is a punch from a girl.
It's so embarrassing and people are seeing you that it almost leaves you no choice but to fight back.
I was so humiliated.
Yeah.
I was like, and then I was like, and if I don't do anything, I'm going to look like this weak bitch who lets her hot. And you saw him. He's like this hot dude. He just thinks he's the shit. He would walk around with sunglasses on during the day.
He looked like
Lenny Kravitz. He looked like a hotter version of Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Like Lenny Kravitz is a little
he was
light.
So douchey. He would talk about himself in third person.
No.
Yes, he would. He was like full blown narcissist. I was also an idiot. He was definitely gay.
Okay. Here's my question, because I've heard this 1,000 times from chicks. What happened to your ex-boyfriend? I think he was gay. Why did you date a gay guy? Why did you date a narcissist? Every chick is like,
because gay guys like take care of themselves and they look good. Like they smell good. They look
fair.
Good. Their skin looks nice. So you're like, oh, this is a guy that's put together. But it's like he's fucking other guys. But I was so naive. There was one time where he was like, you want to go swimming at my friend's house with me? And I was like, sure. He brought me to this mansion in Beverly Hills. And his friends were two old gay dudes that were like 60. And he was like, yeah, they just let me come over here and hang out during the week.
Wow.
And I was like, you are a 22 year old model.
Yeah.
You are definitely fucking these guys for money or something.
Yeah, of course they let you stay there.
Yeah.
They love having you around.
Yeah.
And it starts slow and then builds up.
It was the gayest thing I'd ever seen. And I was like, I think this man loves me.
If you're willing to pass up gay sex from these old men to be out with going out with me, then you must. Yeah.
I was like, I guess I'm just going to let him put it in my butt, whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He was so hot, I would do anything. I was like obsessed with him.
Guys, today's episode is brought to you by Hi-Chew. Hi-Chew, it's aptly named as the highest chew in candy today. Hi-Chew comes with many flavors, including apple and that red one, and many others. Guys, Hi-Chew. Go to skeptictank.com and put in a promo code Hi-Chew for 15% off your first order right now at Hi-Chew.com.
Gang, gang. Hi-Chew, gang, gang. So, yeah, that's the one guy I've ever punched.
That's not bad.
Lewis, when I was dating Lewis.
Yeah, to have wanted to punch Gomez.
I wanted to punch him. But one time when we were in an argument, I threw a jacket with a hoodie string on it, and the zipper hit him in the eye. And he was like, you hurt me, like very dramatically. But it was like a windbreaker. And it was like the, you know, the metal parts on the end of the strings. When I threw it at his face, it hit him in the eye. So I guess that could count as abuse.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about full punches, though. Shoving and stuff is like, that's par for the course for almost anybody.
You have to give a shove every once in a while, to throw something at them.
Yeah.
Not even at them. My crazy thing I like to do is I like to throw things near them. Like, so it doesn't hit them, but it's scary still.
What was it before you left LA? Right after Trump got elected? What was the story?
when me and Red Band got into a fight and over Trump, and he tried to kick
everybody
me out of the car.
About it.
He tried, first of all, I never told my side of the story, which is where he tried to kick me out on a fucking highway at 3 a.m. and make me walk the highway.
What led to that? Let's keep backing up. Let's not just back up to there.
To be honest,
let's keep going. Rewind.
To be 100% honest, I think it was just a general argument in the car over politics. And we were all fucked
this
up.
This is why people shouldn't argue politics. Neither one of you really cared.
No, neither of us care at all. We were just like fucked up. And then he tried to kick me out on the highway. And then when I refused to get out, he called the police and was like, this girl won't get out of my car. And I was like, we're on the highway.
Did he stop on the highway?
Yes. He went to pull over. And everyone's like, keep driving. Also, he was driving. The whole thing was fucked up. So then we get to his house.
Get out of my car.
Yeah, we get out of the car. Something happened.
You went to his house?
Because it was with Matt Edgar and him.
Question? Oh, okay.
No, I've never fucked Red Band.
Okay.
Oh, can we clear
question,
that up?
Question revoked.
Actually, this is a good...
Question, what's it called? What is it called in court when you pull back a question?
Question. I hope that...
What is the word?
I need everyone to know.
Uh-huh.
I've never fucked Red Band.
I didn't even think of it until we pulled up to Red Band's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh. But then when you said Matt was there also...
Yeah, we would all go like hang out. He had like VR and stuff. We would just go like have nightcaps and like drink. And then I'd like sometimes pass out on the couch. Sarah would come with me. We'd both pass out on the couch.
You'd have three ways with him?
No.
It's okay. Yeah.
No. But anyway, so we got to his house and then we got an argument. And the thing that everybody was like, Kim's crazy, is I threw a beer bottle at his feet. The beer bottle that I was drinking in the car. I was like, fuck you. And I threw
it. Chucked it at his feet.
Yeah, which I don't think is that bad. Do you?
I don't know. It's tough. I was presented to me as she threw a beer bottle at us and it smashed
her. Of course. Of course.
I pictured it from like, threw it kind of like 20 yards away. And then it like slammed right at their feet.
It was probably from the door to here.
And you threw it at their feet.
At their feet.
Hey.
Hard.
Listen.
But I made sure. I know how to throw a bottle too. I threw it here because I know the glass would probably go to there. I know how to throw a bottle. I'm Puerto Rican. You think if I wanted to kill that man that night, I would have, is what I'm saying.
You know, we used to play this game at the comedy store for a while. You know, they'd have all the recycled beer bottles, like the cans. And we pulled those things out. You know the back door, like where you go into the belly room, from right outside to right inside, right behind the OR. So we'd go right there, just off to the left a little bit, where the alley ended, and we try to throw beer bottles from there into the what's it called, dumpster. And it's pretty far away, and we'd have to like underhand them or overhand them, get a nice arc on it, and they'd smash all around the dumpster. Some would go in.
I wish I was there. I would have hustled y'all out of your money.
Oh, my God. It was so fun.
It would have been like a pool game for me.
Because you're like, dude, I have experience with these.
But yeah.
I have backspin.
That was that. And I feel like that was like a really crazy thing. But then, you know, I hate to bring you.
Nobody holds us against you anymore. This shit is way in the past.
No, me and Red Band are friends.
Okay.
And, you know, me and that guy are not. That I punch. But.
Yeah. So what were you going to say? You brought me what?
I was going to say is like the thing that I don't think is fair.
Uh-huh.
Is that if I do something, it seems way more crazy than if a male counterpart would do it. Like, you know, people would talk about that. But I heard crazy stories about you and Bobby Lee fighting.
Yeah, I was completely in the wrong in those situations.
Right.
I was wild. People were like, what the fuck is wrong with Ari?
I'm not saying you weren't wrong.
Not one person.
I'm saying.
Unless they were super enemies
of
Bobby,
which
there were hundreds of, would go, Ari, you should not. Everyone was like, you can't be laying hands on somebody. That's nuts what you did.
Oh, really? Yeah. Because when I would hear the stories.
Like, finally, someone took care of it.
When I would hear the stories, the reputation for you was that it was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
But that's not what it would be if it was me.
It was years later with me and Bobby.
Okay.
It was years
later.
It's
hilarious that I threw the bottle at Red Band now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's what it is.
Okay.
You were in the moment. And for me, I had agents calling me like, Ari, you're getting a bad reputation in Hollywood. Like, people don't want to work with you now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that story, by the way.
What?
Of you beating up Bobby Lee twice. Did you shit on his car?
That was a different story. That was a different thing. That was in times of friendship. That wasn't even a fucking enemies thing. Oh, and I didn't shit on his car. I gave a bag of shit to someone else who put that shit on his car.
You know how funny rumors work? You know what I thought the story was?
What?
That you beat him up one time.
And then shit on his
car. And then the next time he came, you told him never come. This is what I heard when I was a young comic.
Never come back here.
Never come back here. When he came back, he walked out after a set and you were shitting on the hood. That's what I heard.
It.
Then he tried to fight you again. Then you beat him up again. And when he tried to call 911, someone at the store ripped the phone out of the wall and said, we don't call the police here.
Truths in that. I did not take a shit in his car. That's probably the only part that wasn't true. There was a time I hit him again. He did try to call 911 because it was like, in fairness to Bobby, at some point, he's like, I can't keep letting somebody fucking
beat me up
me.
Every
day. Yeah, like, what do you mean? I'm at the store.
You can't just get beat up every day.
It was wild. But then someone did stop him. He's like, no, Bobby, that's not how we're going to handle it. like, stop.
Okay.
We're not doing that here.
That's good.
Because it's just like the guy you told me about. They're like, you don't tell. You're just like, mm-hmm. some fucking cunt did it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you don't tell on each other. Mm-hmm. The rat, the idea of the rat at the comedy store was like the worst thing you could do. You could fuck someone's girlfriend. You could do anything. Just
who would ever
be a rat.
Go up? Could you imagine going up and like tattling to Adam?
I know people have done it.
Me too.
I know people have done like, that guy's not funny. I should be on instead. And it's like, dude, don't go down this road.
Why
just
would
go.
You do
you should
that?
Give me spots. Don't
right.
ever like
mind
try
your
to get
business.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever slashed someone's tires?
No.
Nice. Congrats.
But, yeah. When I was 15, I keyed my stepdad's truck.
Nice. Over what?
I don't remember, but he was like a big dick growing up. He was like an asshole, yeah. And I don't know, probably something he did to piss me off, and I keyed
it had to be that.
My
it
name.
Just be to, like,
I mean, it was
graffiti.
A brand new truck. This is a lower middle class family. We live paycheck to paycheck. I don't even get $20 to go hang out with my friends, and I just right on the side of the door it says Kim, his ugh. Stepdaughter, who he doesn't even like.
That's just, so bad. Like, you're just pretty much saying like crumb of. Like trail of crumbs, like
yeah.
right back to you. Is
yeah.
that like, who did it? I don't know.
And then they literally called the police on me and had me arrested.
Rats!
They're like, you're going to jail. Well, but I was 15, so they put me in like a holding cell. And I learned nothing. I just stewed in a holding cell for like 5 hours. And I was like, I fucking hate everyone. And when I got out, my aunt and my cousin came and picked me up. And my cousin said something like, my cousin's really funny, so he said something roasty to me, and I like punched him in front of the cop, and the cop was like, didn't you learn your lesson? And I was like, are you gonna put me back in? I remember I was such a cunt. I was like, what, are you gonna put me back in? Go ahead. And nobody wanted to pick me up later, so they had to bring me home.
Oh my God. I can see a cop just going like, ugh, this is not even what I do for a living. Being a babysitter.
I remember at one point being 15, I was like, yelled out to the cop. I was like, legally, I don't think you can hold me here much longer. Because I think it was like, you can't hold someone under age past a few hours. No, I don't think they care, but yeah. I was being as much of a, there was no lesson learned.
Yeah. Legally. I love when people are like, legally, you can't, like, you don't, you're talking to a guy who works as a cop for
it's
years.
Also, nobody follows the law, so fuck off,
that
bitch.
Too, right. It's like, oh, there's a lot. We beat people up random all
right.
the time.
Legally, we can't shoot people in the face either.
Yeah. And we try not to. We try to shoot them in the body. But, you know, sometimes you're going quick.
Yeah.
Was your crew wild like you? Growing up? Did you hang with just the Puerto Ricans?
No. Or all my friends were white.
Nice.
I got more diverse friends when I got into like college and stuff, and I left my hometown. But growing up, most of my friends were white. We had a couple of like a Puerto Rican and a, you know, black kid, and then
we don't eat mushrooms in this house.
No mushrooms.
Nobody. What would happen if a dog eats mushrooms? I really want to
I'm always scared to drop psychedelics and like a child picks it up. Like, I'm scared to drop even. Imagine how much acid has been accidentally dropped in the world. There's little pieces of paper flying around that can fly in the wind and go into a baby's mouth.
Oh, now I want to do that so bad. If a dog eats mushrooms. What happens if a dog eats? How far would I have to get before it comes up? Mush? No, it's not coming up at all. Yeah, it'd have to go. It would have to. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, which leads to dehydration, constipation, and abdominal pain.
Bad trip.
Liver-related symptoms.
Just a bad trip.
Jaundice, yellowing of the skin, lethargy, tylism, or excessive drooling. Not, they don't talk about what the trip is like, though.
Because they don't know.
Yeah. Bandit, do you want to trip out, buddy? Okay.
Do you think a baby, I mean, that's definitely happened.
Yeah,
baby, I mean, probably today.
Could their world get any different? A baby on acid versus a baby regular?
Maybe it just cancels out and they think nothing for a while.
Yeah, maybe the baby's like, oh, I get it. I get what this world is.
That right now, somewhere in the world today, a baby has to accidentally eat a psychedelic.
Has like, to.
How many people are in the world? There's chances that one does it today. Right now, a baby's
right
crawling
now,
over to a tab. It's stuck to his finger on his parents' floor from a party.
And just like, first
and
he's like,
yeah.
looking, and you're just like, oh, is he going to? And it's like.
It's happening right now. You're the baby in another. Oh, that fucking sucks. And the parents are going to find it. She's going to be wide-eyed.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to happen. Especially like dirt people.
It has to happen all the time. I wonder if there's something they can do in the hospital to like put the kid to sleep for a few days till it comes off. Because you can't imagine being just so tiny and
you ever go to
tripping
music festival
balls.
And see somebody like tripping too hard?
Yes.
Yeah, and then they have to like, there's nothing they can do. They can't get it out of the system. They give them some milk or whatever. But it's really just like, strap them down and let them scream it out.
Like, it's the most.
Hopefully the sounds of Alabama Shakes will calm them a little bit.
Dude, I was tripping off heavy mushrooms at a concert or at a festival in LA once, and yeah. I heard John Mayer on stage, and I was like, had taken just a little too much where I was a little overwhelmed, and I was kind of laying down trying not to make a scene.
Yeah.
And I could hear John Mayer. There was like Chance the Rapper and all these other artists that everybody was going to, and John Mayer had like this little tiny crowd, and he was like, in my ear, I could hear him going, "All right, guys." After a set, there was like a few like claps. It sounded like he bombed, and then he was like, "All right, guys, when you get home today, I want you to get on Twitter or Instagram, and I want you to tweet, I saw John Mayer, and he's a pretty good guy." And it just sent me into a spiral about my career. I was like, if John Mayer is begging for followers,
begging,
what the fuck am I doing? What is
doing
going
that shit
on
stage? You should just do your show.
Isn't that crazy?
I saw Bieber in Iceland.
Really?
His promoter was my promoter. So
that sounds like a Disney show, Bieber in Iceland.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, he halfway through or three quarters, he goes, "Hey, we got merch, everybody. Make sure to check out the merch table. It's tons of t-shirts and sweatshirts and everything. Be great. Get some cool merch." And I was like, ugh, this guy's the biggest star in the world.
Ew, and he still pushes his
merch during a show.
But then
not
maybe,
to not have it.
Maybe
but.
That's why he is. Maybe those little tiny things make a difference. And yeah. Someone, and then that's all those people wearing a shirt with his face. They're showing other people who he is.
Yeah, have the merch, but put on the show from start to finish. Don't mention that shit on.
No, oh, don't. It's corny to mention it.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's the.
Yeah, just felt it. That's there. It,
I always there tell. I call this my mushroom clock. I look at the skin right where a watch would be, and if it moves, I go, "Yep, it's time."
I get clammy hands, and sometimes I get really yawny.
Oh, I feel that. Oh, the yawnies.
Yeah, I was like, "I'm like, you tired?" I'm like, "Just for like 10 minutes, and then it won't be."
You know what they call me when I trip?
What
they call me, Nap Kim.
Because you take a nap.
I take a quick nap right when I'm starting to trip. I get so fucking tired. Like it's like. I was at a party at Jeff Ross's house and we went for a walk on mushrooms and I tried
to. If we could
put
just a graphic of a name, just the word name and dropping, just name drop right there would be great. But go ahead, tell me about Jeff
Anyways,
Ross.
Anyway, so.
Ghostmaster Jeff Ross's house.
So I saw John Mayer in concert and I was okay. at Jeff Ross's house. Yeah. And there was lots of stars there. Like he lives next door to Miley Cyrus.
Oh! If we could do that. Miley Cyrus would go over with
us. Bring her in like a wrecking ball if you can. But yeah. Yeah, we went for a walk and I was tripping so hard I tried to convince them to leave me on the side of the road for the rest of the walk so I could take a 5-minute nap. Like I get aggressively tired where I can't move on anymore.
Wow. And then when you wake up?
Energy. And I just need like a 5 or 10.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Nothing's better than a nap right before you trip. I'm telling you.
Because you wake up into it instead of having to fear.
You're already there. There's not that transition where like my body's changing weird.
You ever see Miley Cyrus's? She was in the video for
drop the name
for no, it's not. I didn't meet her. So, I'm mentioning her.
You know Jeff Ross.
I do know
he
Jeff
lives
Ross.
Next door to her. So you're name dropping.
You ever see Jeff Ross's neighbor at a video for the Flaming Lips? They were doing "Loose in the Sky with Diamonds" with Miley Cyrus.
No.
It is the most wild, amazing video I might have ever seen.
I
Everyone
bet it is because she's incredible.
She's incredible. It's so freaky.
She's so talented.
Have you ever? An
Met
argument
Jeff Ross.
Or
yes.
Some sort of physical fight with a boyfriend's ex.
No.
Think it over again. Because I can already know you must have fought with Karen.
No.
You never argue with her?
I really like Karen.
I like it now, sure. She's great.
I've always really liked
I
Karen.
I used to love that you would during roast battles or whatever.
Oh yeah, I'd always shit on her for the sake. I do things for the sake of comedy.
Yeah. I'd love you guys going back and forth at each other. I was like, well, I got him. You don't.
Yeah. No, I called. Yeah, when Karen was roast battling that dude with cancer.
Uh-huh.
And I said that they were both a cancer in Lewis's life. No, Karen's the best and we've always gotten along.
Yeah.
I've always liked her. Never had a problem with her.
There is a thing with the crazy Latina where it's like, oh, if your ex comes around, like if you're going to be friends with her.
No, dude.
Like, watch out, dude. Your current's not going
to
be cool with
dating Louis. I had to see B every 15 minutes. Dating B, I had to see B every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I dealt with more than enough ex in his life.
This is a separate topic. How did you deal with dating Louis Gomez?
I mean, that's a whole nother trigger.
Yeah. I mean, I'm friends with him. It's just like, I can't imagine being intimate with him.
Ani, what did I say yesterday? I literally was talking about him, and then I had an image of us having sex, and I went. But Louis is great. He's just not great to date.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Wild.
Like, I can't. It's a lot of patience.
Yeah.
Imagine having a mentally handicapped child, but it's full grown and strong and owns a studio.
I do. For whatever people say.
And smart somehow still.
Yeah. He is great at, I noticed this right when you broke up, right before one of the Skank Fests, and you were still there. And I'm like, oh, it's not a problem with her being here. He's like, no, it's business, man. It's never going to get in the way of that. And I'm like, oh, it's very professional.
Yeah,
you can see another world. People like, hey, I don't think you should come.
Right. No. Like, yeah. No, I never. Hate him and I don't speak to him and I'll never look him in the eye again, but I will continue to work professionally with him.
Yeah. How are you guys now?
We don't speak at all.
Really?
No, we're not on talking terms at all.
Well, your life is
We're not friends right now, but I won't hit him.
You won't?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's nice. How do you normally deal with exes? Not Louis.
Well, I've only had like 3 boyfriends.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Louis is one of them. And the other 2 I'm friends with.
Have you ever fucked someone to get revenge on someone else?
I tried to fuck someone. The LA guy that I told you about.
Yeah.
I tried to fuck a coworker to make him jealous, and he did not give a shit at all. And it was really annoying because when I fucked that coworker, he accidentally slipped into my butt. So then my butt was sore for a week, and I didn't make the guy I was dating jealous.
The accidentally slipping into a butt is such a fucking amazing move.
So then I was like, this was not even worth it. I remember I called him and I was like, I fucked. Insert name. Yeah. I just straight up told him.
And what did he say?
And he was like, cool.
Okay, you're like, what?
I was like, but I thought we were in love.
I did it to get back at you. Like, why would you get back at me? We don't even know each other.
I'm so glad I never have to be 22 again.
Dude, there's so much. You ever see an alcoholic and then like they go to AA and stuff and then they turn like 30 like years later. You're like, hey, you weren't really an alcoholic. You were just 23.
Do you remember this person from the store?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen her lately?
No.
She's a beautiful spiritual creature, and she loves all things good and sober and clean.
She's sober?
She's beautiful, and she like loves crystals and like the earth and nature.
She's
and, like,
big into Ojai.
Yeah, she's completely changed her world. She used to be a raging alcoholic.
Raging. She got pregnant once, went up to the mountains, took a bunch of acid, and came back not pregnant.
Whoa.
God's abortion.
God's abortion.
Yeah, she was wild, man.
How many tabs does that take? I'm just asking for a friend.
I don't know. Just in case. She was fucking wild. She was fun. That's great. She needed to be sober. She wasn't just like young and wild.
No, she needed to be sober. And every time I see her page, I'm just very happy for her. I'm happy God when damn. People get their lives together because it's nothing worse than seeing someone be sloppy for years.
She was sloppy.
Yeah.
She was so fun, though.
So fun. She's always been a great chick. And she was funny. And she was actually funny. Mm-hmm. Like, she was a funny comedian. She was just too drunk to do stand-up.
Drunk and in such a fun way. You would catch her eye from across the bar, like across the patio or something, and you'd look at and you're just like... And then she'd be like, same thing. And you're just like, and then you just make your way to the back. And so would she.
Right.
And you just meet up for some fucking.
Hell yeah.
It was just like.
Have you had sex at the store?
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Of course. Yeah. Where did you do it?
Okay. So, you know, when you're going.
I fucked her in the. Somewhat. Oh,
you know, in the belly room, the stairs that go up to Mitzi's office.
That's a good one.
Right there. On the stairs.
Wait. Hold on. Up to the top office or up to the office that was closed at like up and then down?
Not the top, the stairs going up to it right there.
The stairs going up to the top.
Yes, the first set of stairs where that little window is.
Past the belly room level.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, right
there.
Wait,
which window is? The stained glass window to Mitzi's office?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good place. Because also there's a door there you can close. I have had sex there and found a condom there.
We're disgusting.
We are disgusting. And also you look at that going like, whoever fucked here before was like was better at this than I am.
Like, I they're using a condom.
Exactly. They're more responsible than me fucking at this.
Yeah, and they're, hey, right. And they're dirty.
Like,
and
we're Eskimo brothers in a way.
We are Eskimo brothers. High five.
After that, we fucked in the same spot.
But I've only fucked in there once. I was like, I just got to do it once just to be part of the boys club. You know what I mean?
Who was it?
I will never say.
Nice.
And it's not a rando.
That's nice. Yeah, I won't say means somebody like, yeah, great. I'm just going to assume it's an egot.
Oh, no. That's hilarious. That's a good guess, though.
Yeah. If you gave me, like, I'm not going to say, it's like, that could be that. And I've never heard that rumor, but that it makes sense.
It's funny because I'm not going to say just for the respect of the person, but you could easily guess.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Now I want to think where else I've had sex. Hold on. Let's go to a quick commercial break.
Okay.
And then I'll come right back.
Hi. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank is brought to you by Rudget Men. Man, first of all, let me take a quick ad break from the ad break and just tell you that I don't know how to pronounce this sponsor. Rudget? Rudget? When the G is followed by the I... Gin, magic. It's a soft G sound. Rudget Men. It's not Rudget Men. Rudget? It could be Rudget Men. It's M-E-N for sure. It's Rudget Men and use promo code Ari, 15% off. But they do not tell you how to pronounce Rudget Men. It's boner pills, you guys. Rudget Men boner pills. So what they do is... they combine the shit that's in Cialis and the shit that's in Viagra for a 2-for-1 pill to get you rock hard. Listen, let's just say you're fucking a crazy Latina chick. And she's like, hey, I've always hated your brother. You know we used to go out. I'm going to fuck you. And you've never been as hard as that before in your life. No one knows how to make you harder than fucking a chick who you know you shouldn't be fucking. You're going to have a boner that's just all bone, no skin. That's obvious. But Rudget Men will help you get there without having to get your car keyed. Oh, my God. Dude, those crazy Latina chicks, they will get you fucking hard. For everybody else, if you are fucking a fucking, you know, maybe it's your wife. Maybe you're tired of fucking her. Who wouldn't be? I've seen your wife. She's average. Rudget, Rudget Men. You got to be confident to get that as your name of your company. If you use the promo code Ari, you get 15% off your order. It's boner pills. Let's see what it says here about it. It's the only product with patented formula that combines both the ingredients from Viagra and Cialis. The dosage is customizable. Rudget Men's passive sublingual delivery system. Put it under your tongue. Works in 15 minutes or less. It tastes good. It's got soft mint. No chalky, bitter medical tastes. Prescribed by doctors and used and made in licensed American labs. Hell yeah, America. I'm going to look up Rudget and see if that's a word that maybe I will be embarrassed and we're going to have to do this whole thing again. Because I hate being embarrassed. Rudget. Look it up. Rudget. Well, first thing comes up, Rudget Men, erectile dysfunction. Guys, don't think of it as dysfunction. Think of it as massive function. Rudget Men, it's all Rudget. R-U-G-I-E-T, the best new class of ED medication, Florida grown. Oh, you know who loves pills? It's Floridians.
Rudget.
Oh, come on, no way.
Rudget.
You got to be kidding me.
Rudget.
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 It's completely different.
Rudget.
Rudget? Rudget.
Rudget.
Nothing. Danish pronunciation?
Oshil.
English UK? English UK? Okay, here we go. English USA pronunciation.
Nope. Rudget.
That's it. Rudget? No fucking way. Here's another one.
Rudget.
Rudget.
Shut up.
Rudget.
What? Oh, Rudget. I like that one. That's brand new. Here's all the different pronunciations possible.
Am I at fault in this?
The point is, it'll get you hard. Oh, but also, take everything that's been said about Luis Gomez with a grain of salt. He's a great dude. He's a great dude. He's one of my best friends. If I ever shit on him, it's only out of love. I'm sitting next to someone who's shitting on him, not out of love. So you got to take that as a grain, with a grain of salt. And don't get involved on your own with doing anything on this podcast. Just know that that's a great dude. I will not be doing his festival in November because I don't believe in him as a human. But I do love him. I think he's a great guy. But until he asks me nicely, I have no intention of fucking doing that festival. I hope everyone else goes to Skankfest. Absolutely. But I need more before I go. I need more. But anyway, take that as a grain of salt. Luis Gomez is a fucking great guy. One of the most loyal dudes there is. I mean, one of the most loyal dudes in history. Here's what I always say about Luis Gomez. If he goes to the bathroom, you're at a bar, leaves you at the bar for a second, goes to the bathroom, comes out, and you're just face to face with some guy. Like, hey, you go. Then, yeah, you want to. Luis isn't going to ask questions. Luis is just going to punch that guy. He's just going to punch that guy. You go fuck. And he's just going to see a fucking fist come in, and he's like, let's get the fuck out of here. And then on your way out, he's going to go, what was going on there, bro? He's a great guy. So keep that in mind. But anyway, if you want to fuck hard for hours, trust men.com. Use promo code Ari for 15% off. Not 15% off your fucking hardness. No, that's 100% at all times. All right, let's be honest. I went too long with this ad read. I had some fun with it, and I went too long. RugeHit.com, if you don't want to fucking renew me as a sponsor, I would understand. And we can trace it back to this fucking ad read. Because I didn't know your name. But you didn't fucking put it in the copy. RugeHit. I mean... But if you do want to renew, please include the fucking pronunciation. I guess it doesn't matter. I guess it doesn't really matter. The point is, you'll get hard. No one's going to, as you're fucking, your chicks will be like, how do you pronounce that? You know, RugeHit. I'm like, you sure it's not RugeHit? Like, you fucking bitch! You fucking bitch! No, you're probably not going to do that. If you do, I enjoy your sex life. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to the episode.
All right, cool. We're back.
Sweet.
What's the time code on that? Hey, you know something that would be good for this studio?
More mushrooms.
Hey, buddy, well, come on up. If you lower that fucking monitor, this is what they do at Gas Digital, and everybody looks at it. So you're going to have a bunch of videos like this instead of like this.
What?
People end up looking at themselves. So it's going to be this instead of this. You see the difference?
Yeah, I do look at myself a lot.
Or turn it off.
But I
kind
of like... I know that,
but then you're seeing yourself. So
I got to give you... I like looking up because then it's blowjob eyes. It's not great for you. It's kind of gay on your end.
Yeah.
But for a girl, looking up, I think is sexier than looking down.
Maybe. Do both.
Okay, so up and then down.
How about... And then... I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. But in terms of video podcasting,
nothing could have been less sexy than what I just did, by the way. If you're not watching, it was not hot. Don't worry. You know, I'm allergic to dogs.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. She's licking the shit out of you.
But I feel these mushrooms under pressure.
One time I had sex in the green room or the main room with a woman who had
herpes.
Close. Molluscum contagium, which is a type of, it's not warts, but it manifests in something that looks similar to warts. Very catchy. You can put it up on the screen right now, molluscum contagium. Any skin-to-skin contact, you will get it. And so I wanted to fuck so bad, though.
Molluscum contagium sounds like a show at Vegas.
It does. And it's a high wire show.
Well, so you got warts?
No. Because I'm smart. But are smart.
Did you know she had molluscum contagion?
Yeah, she told me. And she said, any skin-to-skin contact, you'll get it. So,
forever?
Necessity is the mother of invention. No, you just got to get them burned off and they're done. Warts will come back. Okay. These will be done. But you still got to take care of them. So I put a condom on. I pulled my dick out through the hole in my underwear. So there was no open skin.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's like your underwear was your condom
also.
It was
my condom in a way. Yeah, absolutely.
It was your ball condom.
Mm-hmm. Kept everything in.
That's a good ad for if you get an underwear company
yeah.
that covers your balls completely. They could be the first STD ball free.
Yeah, Sheath needs one of those.
Yeah.
With like a condom on there.
A herpes protector.
For the dudes who fuck skanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should put the Legion of Skanks logo on those.
They really should, right around the edges, like in rubber. So it's like, just for the extra. You're like, this one's not even a regular bad decision.
Do the skanks face drip underneath?
Yeah.
That'd go good.
Blech. Have you ever threatened someone or physically? Yes. Or you have.
Nice. Threatened someone? Yeah. Like, it's my job. Nice. That I'll say. I mean, not to kill him or anything, but I've been like, you don't want to fuck with me.
I heard you say this once. I'm going to say it because I don't know if you want to say it or not, but I would love if you do. But that one time. Well, hold on.
That wasn't me.
That was not you?
That was a different ex. That's so funny that you thought it was me. And I know exactly which ex did that to him. That's so funny. No.
That's so great.
See, it's just my reputation. It fucking sucks. I know exactly which one that was.
That's so funny. Oh my God. Well, then I could say what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, just not who. It's
not even anyone we know, I don't think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like an old ex.
Wow. Somebody threatened Lewis that if he cheats on her, she will see to it that he loses his kid.
It's a good one, though. I wish I thought of that honestly.
Wild.
Hey, listen, I should have thrown the threat out there before it was too late.
Did he still cheat?
Yeah.
Ow! He didn't take that threat seriously.
Lewis.
Or he doesn't love the kid. It's one or the other. Fuck. Wow.
Did he still cheat? Is like asking if he has ADD.
Yeah. Dude, even with you, he was like, no, I'm so in love. I'm not going to. I was like, but dude, you can't. Remember the scorpion and the frog?
No.
You know that story?
No.
There's a scorpion, there's a rain, and the scorpion's on a little island of dirt. And it's raining, and the water's coming higher and higher.
Okay.
And he needs a ride over to the shore. There's a frog there. He's like, frog, can you give me a ride to the shore? And he goes, I can't give you a ride to the shore. You'll sting me, and I'll die. And the scorpion's like, no, if I do that, we'll all drown, and we'll both die. Mm-hmm. So I'm incentivized to not sting you. The frog thought about it, and he was like, that makes sense. All right, let's do it. Hop on my back. Hops on his back. About halfway through, scorpion just stings the shit out of him. And he's like, fuck, what'd you do that for, man? He goes, I couldn't help it. I'm a scorpion. And then they both drown.
Yes, he's a scorpion.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Thanks. True story.
And they both drowned. That's exactly how me and Lewis ended. fuck.
Have you ever, I don't know if this is even a fucking a chunga thing, but. Have you ever cried at a bar?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'm sure. I mean, I can't remember a specific time, but I cry all the time. I think I cried twice this morning.
Out, though?
Out?
Not crying. Like crying out in a pub. When I see people crying in a bar, or what I see is the NYU, Welcome to NYU stuff, where you're crying outside Artichoke Pizza on a Saturday night, where it's like,
oh.
You know what I mean? You're out in a revelry way, and then you're crying.
I hate to bring it back to Lenny Kravitz.
Okay, yeah.
But it's my 23rd birthday.
Yeah.
I've been dating Lenny for 7.5 months.
Yeah.
At this point, he's the hottest guy. He's my second boyfriend besides my high school boyfriend. The hottest guy I've ever seen to me. I'm obsessed with him. I'm so in love with him. And he's also telling me things like, you're the only girl I've ever spent the night with, and like shit like that. So I'm like, oh, I'm changing this man. Right? He's like falling in love with me.
You're the only girl I've ever spent the night with.
Yes. He's like, I usually make girls leave at night. He's like, you're the only girl I like stay with a few days at a time. And I'm like.
And you're like, I've got him.
Right. And
he's
I was like.
Just pretty much telling you you're like barely above a slut.
I just have decent pussy.
Yeah.
I have decent pussy and my place doesn't stink.
And his rent is in a so-so area right now. So it's like.
He also was living in a bunk bed in a living room at the time.
So he's like,
it's better than my top bunk.
Oh, wow.
You know. where was it going with this? What was the question? If I ever cried. I'm 22. It's my 23rd birthday that night. I go in with my cousin to get my nails done, and I texted him like, we're going to dinner at this time, you know, I'll see you there. I hear nothing back the entire time. We go to dinner. He doesn't show up. So then I'm at dinner crying because I drank a whole bottle of wine.
Waiting.
And all my friends are there, and I've been so excited to like show him off because I'm like in love with him. It's my birthday dinner. He hasn't even called me on my birthday. it's dinner time at this point. So I'm like, maybe he's been at work all day or doing something all day, or he had something to do and he's going to hit me up before. He definitely has to hit me up before midnight. I down a bottle of wine, it's and then dinner ends. He's still not there. I'm so upset. My eyes are all swollen from crying. My whole mouth is red from a bottle of red wine. And I get in the car to drive home.
Yeah.
And I get stopped at a DUI checkpoint. Just full tears, face bloated. And I'm like visibly drunk.
I mean, like, the tears is the only thing that might, I don't know how this is going to go, but the only thing that might get you out of it.
It was.
Woman's tears are powerful.
And I was just like upset. And he's like, hi, have you been drinking a lot tonight? Like, it was like, no doubt. And I was like, I'm not going to lie. I've had 3 glasses of wine. It's not much. But my boyfriend didn't call me all day and it's my birthday. And he was like, just get home safe.
Wow.
He just let me go. He felt so, I was like so fucking upset. It wasn't like a drunk girl that was like annoyingly crying. It was like someone who was genuinely hurt on their birthday. So he was like, just, we can't give her a DUI right now. She's so sad. She's so, oh, and that's then hilarious. I called him the next morning.
You didn't even wait for him to call you.
No,
if you had an ounce of self-respect, which I know you didn't back
then. No, I didn't. Not at all. Be like, not for this guy.
Until he calls, I'm done.
He would have never called.
So be it.
Yeah. He would have never called. So I called him and I was like, why didn't you call me for my birthday?
Hoping to get an explanation.
He said, babe, you know I don't do birthdays.
Wow. What a fucking jock this dude was.
He was the man. He's the man.
You know,
I want to be him in my next life.
God. American woman. Stay away from me. Damn.
So yeah, that's the time.
And also
I
you're like, if you ever go back in time, like, now I wish a year later I could go back to that conversation and be like, no, you never told me you don't do birthdays. What do you mean? Why would I know that?
Right.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You know, I was like, oh, this motherfucker is never allowed to celebrate a birthday. I never want to hear he's going to a birthday dinner. I don't want to hear about his mom's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He can't even. It actually put like a strain in our relationship because we couldn't bring up birthday. And like so many people in his life had birthdays that he obviously wanted to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Then he just couldn't.
That he cared
like,
about.
Oh, I got to go to my friend's house for just, they're hanging out.
But no, you can't come. Balloons. Wow. I'm like, why do you have a cake?
I love bad exes. At some point, you got to put the finger on yourself. Like, why did I stay with them?
I mean,
torn up as you were over it, and I've had the same thing with people where I'm like, what the, that wasn't even a good relationship.
Do you know what it took for us to break up? I've never told this story because it's my most pathetic story. He got booked on this show on MTV called Are You the One?
Are You the One? Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Uh-uh.
It's a dating show where they put like 12 men and 12 women in a huge house together and they scientifically have matched them up and it's their job to figure out who's
the one for them. Okay.
Right. And so he tells me he booked this thing. I'm like super upset. He's like, it's fine. We'll stay together. Like, I'm just going to get the money and then, you know, I'll come back. And he's basically put it in my head that we'll stay together. It's just professional.
Even though I find the scientifically proven one for me.
This is how bad. Okay. I was down bad, Ari.
Yeah, yeah.
I was down bad. This was also, might I say, the first time that I ever had good sex with someone. So I think that had a big,
yeah,
I was
yeah,
like, this is
get you wild.
The first time you have good sex. You're like, I have to marry this man because this I've had sex before and it's never been good. And this is the one time it is.
I get that.
So so then he goes on the show and while he's filming, there's no phones allowed, no internet. So there's no contact with the outside world. I also don't know when he's going to get kicked off, like when and how that works. So I'm just waiting one day for him to show up. And I am not dating anyone. He says that we can like, he's like, you can date people. Obviously, I'm going to be seeing people in the house for the show. He's like,
you
so
can date people.
You can date people. I didn't.
I mean, were you boyfriend, girlfriend then? I guess
it was
not.
Like we introduce ourselves as boyfriend. Like I'd be like, this is my boyfriend.
And he was like.
And he wouldn't say that he wasn't. And we'd like go to places together and say, I love you. He would leave like notes on my bed. Like he would do boyfriend things. So I kind of thought we were. But now that I'm a woman, I'm like, well, he obviously wasn't doing.
I've had so many of these where somebody's like, wait, are we not monogamous? And I was like, no.
Right.
What? It's like, I assumed they were. I'm like, I don't know. Why would you
sometimes
get that impression?
Sometimes women assume just if you're nice to them.
Yeah.
If they're like young enough. That's
they're
all
like, but
takes.
I stopped dating other people. I'm like, I mean, sucker move on your part.
That's exactly what it was.
We go out once a week. Why would you go 6 days without seeing anybody?
Oh, no.
Dates are fun, man.
Dates are fun. Yeah, so then one day he hits me up. He calls me. I'm so excited. I'm with my friend John Marie. And he hits me up and he's like, hey, I'm back. And I was like, cool, come over. Like right away. I was like, come over. I can't wait to see you. And while we're smoking a joint with me, him, and my friend in the living room, just talking, I was like, did you have fun? Where was it filmed? Blah, blah, blah. He was like, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I need to sleep. I've only been back for 4 days.
Wow.
And the room like got silent like how it did just now, because I had been talking to my friend for months about how I couldn't wait for him to get back and all the things.
And
we
what
were
do you mean
I do?
Gotta sleep? I've only been back for 4 days. What?
Yeah. He's like, I haven't been able to catch up. I've just been working so much these last 4 days since I got back. And I am already so broken by this man, I don't say anything. And my friend, who was a good friend, goes, did you seriously not call her? And you've been here for 4 days and she's been waiting on you?
Like,
something I would never say. And I was like, don't say that to him.
No, that's my boyfriend. He doesn't
don't
do
make
anything
him mad.
Wrong.
He'll leave.
He'll leave more.
And then, yeah, and then he broke up. And then after that, I made him leave. And then the next day he came over and I was in bed and I didn't even, like, I left the door unlocked. Like the door is just open,
so
or something.
Come and bang it out.
And he came in, and I was like, didn't really want to talk to him. He was like, we should break up, but anyways, because I just don't think you're pretty enough to be my girlfriend. And that was the last time I ever let him be mean to me. I blocked him. I never spoke to him again.
Wow, I don't think you're pretty enough to be. Wow,
is that crazy?
Wow.
He said it like it was an apology. Like he was at the door, like it was like a movie. Like he always thought he was in a CW film too. He was like,
I don't think you're pretty enough to be my girlfriend.
I'm sorry. I just don't think you're pretty enough to be my girlfriend.
Would do that? He said it like what?
Like he was confessing something that he was sorry about.
Right. Like, hey, like, it's just like, I'm just on the road too much. I'm just not ready to have a girlfriend right
yes.
now. We should break up anyway. I'm just like.
He was like, you're just not pretty enough. And I was like, I remember I didn't have words. I remember I went, okay. And then he left and I kind of just sat there and I almost felt tricked. I was like, there's no way I actually heard that. No way a guy that I've been seeing for 11 months.
I mean, in
who's
terms
met
of like,
my family.
In terms
my
of
family a, came. Yeah. We all hung out.
Really?
Yes.
In terms of letting the girl move on. Excuse me. In terms of letting the woman move on. That's the best way to do it. Is to be that brutal. And even if you didn't feel that way. To be like, say something
he did.
So terrible
I think
that it's
he
like,
did.
This will help her.
Like, I think he was like, a very good looking model.
Yeah.
And he probably wanted to date like other models. And the next girlfriend he got was a model and they're still together.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I see those models and together, like the model couple. And I'm like, fuck, how could I get a girl like that? You know? And then it's like, I don't want a girl like that. They're both into dumb people.
Yeah.
Like that's, they're attracted to that shit. They weren't like, I'm looking for either a fucking mid-level Jew comedian with look or you know, fucking Bradley Cooper. It's not that, you know?
Yeah, I know. Oh, actually, I saw him one more time.
You've seen him a bunch.
No, I mean, like, I fucked him one more time after that.
Nice, bro.
Like, 2 years later, I felt like I didn't have closure on it.
Yeah.
I was, like, 24, and I was like, like, he was, and him and that girl broke up.
For a minute.
Like, I had heard through our friends that they were going through a breakup, so I messaged him.
Perfect.
And I was like, I just had a dream about you.
That's a great way to say it, because it's almost like, didn't do anything.
Yeah, I was like, I just had a dream about you, so crazy. He wrote back. He was like, I had a dream about you, too. And I was like, men are so easy.
You suck. Let's
right?
go.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, I'm coming over. And then we fucked, and, like, I was disgusted the whole time. Like, the vibe was so different. Like, I feel like I had become, like, better than him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, when we were having sex, he was like, isn't this the best sex? We have the best sex. But no one has better sex than us. And I was just, like, thinking how 2 years ago I would have been, like, ecstatic to hearing him saying this, and now I was just grossed out. And then that was the last time I ever talked to him. And then they
really
got back
over.
Together. Yeah,
yeah. I love those things where it's like, I know women, it's tough for them, but they have like, I regretted that sex. I didn't want to. I'm like, yeah, I've been there too. And like in the middle of it, you're like, ugh, what's wrong with? Why am I doing this? And you're just like, I just have to. I hope I learn from this. No one's at fault here except myself. I just hope I learn from it.
I had a friend recently who fucked a guy that she shouldn't have fucked for the third time, and she said in the middle of it, while he was inside of her, she cried and said, "I'm just sad that I'm here again."
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's really funny to me.
I had this theory before the Social Dilemma. Is that the movie? Social Experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Social Dilemma kind of said it, but like. anytime someone would come up on your Facebook, you know, like it'd be like, it would just pop up like, oh, I haven't seen a picture of Kim for it. Just, oh, it's up there. And you're like, oh, let me. It's because they were looking at your stuff because they were looking at an ex. Be like, I wonder if my exes are up there because they just broke up. So it's just making these exes fuck their exes again.
Oh.
Because as soon as you break up, you're like, I still have value sexually. Let me check. Not even to fuck them. I just want to see what they're up to. And that is a little reach out because you would never actually do anything. But Facebook is like, or Instagram or MySpace or whatever it was like, I'm going to show them your picture. Because you're still friends, so
we're gonna see if we
put it to
this.
The front.
And they're just like, Facebook's just bored.
Wonder how Kim is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I sent nudes to my first boyfriend during quarantine.
Great. How'd it go?
I regret it. I was so lonely. It was like the first now. 2 months. There was no stand up. I was just in this room, so horny.
Yeah.
Also, it was my mom and my stepdad who were fucking. My sister who
That's
was 18,
you were quarantined?
And yeah, my sister who was 18 and her boyfriend who were in the next room fucking all the time, and me by myself in like this room that was like colored from my childhood.
Yeah.
And like I just had to get laid off of this incredible writing job that where I thought I was gonna get my first Emmy. Like, and I'm just back listening to my sister get fucked. And I was like, I should send nudes to my ex. Like, I don't know. And now those are out there.
I mean, luckily, I remember there was this period where all women were like, I don't want you putting this on the internet, these nudes or whatever. But then at some point, it's like, nobody gives a shit about nudes. It's like, is there full penetration?
Right.
Like, who cares? Nobody's jerking off to a nude.
No, it's so boring.
You'd have to
now.
Get way famous. And if you are, it'll just rise your stock.
Totally.
But like, who cares? Just if I'm on Pornhub and someone's like, here's just a naked picture of someone. I'd be like, get it the fuck off my screen.
Yeah.
Show me accidental
If Pornhub anal. Shows me a still, I'm out. I want motion or nothing.
Dude, I started fucking my hands in the days of stories. They'd have a picture, and then you'd read a long story next to it. It was like split
screen.
It was
like a graphic. Oh, yeah. Wow.
And sometimes it'd be like 6 or 7 pictures.
The original, the head movie. The brain movie. Oh, God. That's horrible.
Yeah. But you'd get into it.
That's weird.
Yeah. Then I developed a good texting skill.
I guess that's true. Mm-hmm. I don't put out any nude that I don't mind. Like, I don't want them to get leaked, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to put out anything quality. I'm not going to be proud of.
That's the thing. They always go on with dudes, like, send a nude, like, of a flaccid dick. Like, ugh, what are you doing? What?
The shit men have sent me. There's this dude right now on Instagram who keeps sending me, like, things
uninvited?
In his butt. Yeah.
Things in his butt?
Yes. Or, like, sometimes dudes will just show me, like, in the bathroom mirror, it'll just be their backside. Like, I want to see their butt. And it's, like, always, like, flat. Like,
yeah,
dude butt is, like
yeah.
not attractive. And I'm, like, what's the end goal here?
So whatever a girl would ask, be like, I want nudes, but I'm like, I don't think you do. I think the guys do. I think you're just asking because we've been asking.
Right.
But I don't
you
think
want
you
equality,
want
not nudes.
Yeah, exactly.
she just wants to be treated right.
Yeah, I mean, I can show you a video of me burning a bra.
She doesn't want nudes. Ari, she wants blackmail. So for when you
exactly.
leak hers.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Girls put water marks on their nudes so they know who leaks them. And sends them to different
Interesting.
Guys.
So it came
so they
from
can
you.
Track it and then charge them.
Duncan and I had a picture of we were talking about the same girl in the same city. And we were like, oh, there's one chick I talk up with there or I've been trying to. And he's like, oh, I have someone the same too. And it was like, what's her name? He's like, no way. Same fucking person.
It's like the R. Kelly music video, but with two white dudes.
It made sense if they're into that world. It's like, oh, yeah. Before
Did
comedians
she send the same picture?
Same exact picture. It's a great picture, but same exact picture. Yeah. You just switch them up. It's get rid of it. You used it.
Switch them up. Yeah, for sure. Switch them up. Also, this is just for my ladies out there. If you're sending an old nude, screenshot it, crop it, and send the crop version because the guys can look up when the old nude was taken. You can look up like you can look up the date it was taken.
I'm sure guys are doing that.
If you screenshot it, you can see that it's a fresh. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is one I've gotten fooled before on that, where someone shows up to the hotel room and you're like, I mean, you're disgusting. The picture of who I invited down here was not disgusting.
You're a pig.
There's no way I have it in me to say, no, get out.
Now I will rape myself.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it is. That's pretty much what
it's
it is.
Self-rape, yeah. For sure. Yes. Yeah. I've self-raped before. And it's just like, I've been I can't leave. It's rude.
Yeah, it's rude. It's just rude. Uh-huh.
So I guess I'll live with the memory of you inside me for life.
Uh-huh. Yeah. exactly.
And the thing is, as a woman, when I want sex to be over with quicker, I have to do better.
To get it quick. To get it going.
If you want
to
get it over with, you have to put more effort into it, yeah. Which is the worst.
Like, sorry, it was too hot. Yeah, but if you just wanted to last longer, you'd just be like,
yeah.
Man, I've never fucked so long.
I'm,
like,
I'm taking a nap.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I know that I've walked by, like, there's been times, you know, because I don't think I've fucked a lot of people. When I think about it, how many people have you fucked?
18.
18?
It's like,
I was like,
I don't
that's
know.
So low.
Hundreds, I'm not sure.
Hundreds, right?
I lost track at some point.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
I'm easily in the 30s or 40s, I think.
That's nothing.
It's nothing. And when I say it to people sometimes, they're like disgusted. And I'm like, I'm 'cause 30.
Because you wasted it, Kim. Because you wasted it.
I'm 30. I started fucking when I was 17.
What is that, 13 years?
13 years of fucking.
Three a year? Four a year?
Right.
For you.
I'm not fucking enough, to be honest.
You're not fucking enough.
I'm not filling my quota.
When you came
my
to
quota,
the comedy
I mean
store,
pussy.
Yeah. When you came, how old when you came to the comedy store?
22. I just turned 22.
You were on fire. You exuded sex. You were, everyone was like, because you were what's her name's niece?
McCullough's cousin.
Yeah, what cousin, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was like, who the fuck is that chick?
Dude, the way I got laid my first year at the comedy store.
It was 29.
I fucked anybody, anybody that I wanted to fuck, I fucked.
Really?
Anybody.
Yeah, you were on, who could say no to that?
I know.
No one could say no to that.
I was very cute.
Yeah. And new
and
straight
so
from
fun.
Florida. It was
I wasn't doing stand-up yet. I was just hanging out. Wow. I was also planning to leave, which was a big sell.
Oh, right. You won't be
around.
I was
around. Just visiting.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how
that's
I,
right.
That's how I got
visiting.
Lenny originally. He
visiting.
Thought I was there for a month, yeah. And then I decided to make a career out of it. It really switched up his world.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, wow. What fun times. When was that?
That was 2012.
2012.
Or 2011.
I guess
maybe
right
2011.
I
think he left 2013.
Me?
Yeah.
Right around that. I think
because
I
think
he
were on for
bit.
Like a year and then he left, if I remember correctly. I Tommy was
winters.
Still there.
Tommy was there.
Tommy was
I
there
remember
when
being
I first
at the
got
bottom
there.
Of the steps at the cellar and everyone was talking, like shitting on each other. That was still kind of going on more at the cellar. It doesn't really happen much as much.
Mm-hmm.
Owen Smith was there, kind of like, all right, back away. From, like, you're not prepared for this. I was like, huh? And then anyway, I just got a text like, Tommy's been fired. I was like, I was just looking at who I could tell. Owen wasn't there that night.
No one
and I was
cared.
Like, you know Tommy? You know Tommy? And they're like, no. I got to go make a phone call.
So it was such big news.
Massive news.
It was huge. I was like, the history is going to change.
It really did alter the whole course of that place.
It did. It was crazy. Tommy, wow. And then I would see him at open mics.
Doing his music?
Mm-hmm.
Or trying to give notes?
Both.
Did you see the one?
I'd do a set and he'd be
like,
you're killing it, kid. You're really, you're still doing it. I wow. was like, oh, I don't need to hear this again. I just don't know if I dislike him or not. Like, I'm just so neutral against who I think he is.
He also didn't really have any control of your career.
No.
So it's like, he had no effect on you. It was just stories.
He just gave me weird advice.
Yeah. It was wild with us, the stuff he would tell us to be like,
beat.
Yeah, and be like, that guy legitimately had control over our careers, our
yeah.
trajectory of our creative lives, and there was nothing you could do. All you could do was say, I'm ignoring your input the way I'll ignore the input from every network.
He'd give you advice on what to wear and then pocket $5.
Yeah, exactly. He was so mad when he got fired. He's like, I always stole. It was a normal thing. Like, Tommy, they put in cameras. He goes, but I always stole. I'm like, but dude, you got to fucking roll with the punches. They changed the camera system.
Obviously, cameras mean no steal. I don't know what to tell
that's
you.
What Renazzi, as soon as they put the cameras in, Renazzi was like, hey, it's time I move on with my life. I'm not going to work here anymore. I've already bought a house. Time to move on.
Suddenly, all the door guys couldn't afford their car payments.
Yeah, exactly. Driving fucking Mercedes. Oh my god.
The story used to be wild.
The story was wild. Everybody says, like, Rogan and I kind of fight over it. He was like, he talks about, like, 3 years ago being the heyday of the store when it's like the lineups are like Silverman, Spade, Rogan, Jim Jeffries, Russell, whoever, Ron White. And I'm like, nah, dude, that fucking sucked. That was just a fucking victory.
That was like, that was, yeah, that was like a the heyday for like audience.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
But for comics, it was like when it was like all of us in the main room at like 3-4 a.m. playing the piano, smoking weed. Dom Barris, Tony
before they
Hinchcliffe,
started locking the main
Matt
room.
Matt Edgar, yeah. Josh Martin.
Somebody might be fucking
Brody,
in the back. And we were trying to spy on him.
Suddenly Jesus came out. Remember that dude that looked like a ghost? He'd wear the green tux.
Oh, Robert William Abravaya.
My first time.
Robert William Abravaya.
My first week hanging out at the Comedy Store at 4 a.m. They were telling ghost stories all night. And then everybody left. And I was like, let me go to use the bathroom real quick. And that, and behind the stage.
Yeah.
And I'm peeing and I'm washing my hands. And I hear the stall unclick to the shower.
Yeah.
That's in the mirror view. And then when it opens, it's just him in that suit staring at me. And the way I thought he was a ghost.
I hated getting him upset.
Out of
yeah. It. Because he was like so fragile. But also everybody was like, fuck with him harder. So I was like, I'll join in with this by being his ally. Like, right. Robert, this way. And just like being on his side. It was more fun and I could handle it like, right. emotionally. But like, man, sometimes he come out and you're like, fuck! And you're like, Rob, I'm so sorry, dude. But like, you scared the shit out of me. You can't stand it like that. There's a video. So one time they put in security cameras everywhere. Just security cameras. And Egot called me to his office one day.
Okay.
And he said, or it might have been Chris Black manager too. It might have been Chris Black manager.
The fuck is that?
He works for Live Nation now.
Oh, Chris
yeah.
Burns.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris Black manager.
I think we had a white manager named Chris also.
Oh, that's
I don't know
funny.
How he got. He's still on my book as Chris Black manager.
That's funny.
Yeah, and David Taylor's still on my book as Bald Faggot.
I thought that was his name.
I thought so too. Maybe that's why I entered it.
But, oh, I miss him.
But he was like, "All right, I got to show you something." And he was like, "Did you fuck so and so yesterday?" I was like, "No." And it was that same chick. That we're talking about. And I was like,
Moliscus
no.
girl?
No.
Oh.
Someone
oh,
else.
Oh, oh, yeah,
and I was
yeah.
like, no. He goes, you sure? I'm like, no, I didn't. He goes, let me show you something. And he showed me the fucking footage. And it's just dark, black and white, like when you're catching a raccoon, you know, just like that black
it,
and
was
white.
Was it you fucking?
Yeah. It was either, I can't remember, me getting a blowjob, like sitting down in the belly room where the wave sat. It was in those seats.
Oh.
Either that.
I know those seats smelled weird.
Or
that was
butt
you?
Fucking. It was one or the other. Because I never had condoms on me and I wasn't going to like risk getting that pregnant.
So you got a butt fuck.
It was either butt fuck or blowjob. And it was just me with the raccoon eyes in the dark light getting it. And then all of a sudden a ghostly figure would appear from where
That's
the judges
not
were.
True.
And it was Robert Riley Mabavai just like.
He was watching.
It was like, and I had no idea till afterwards. And not that Chris Black manager.
He is a ghost.
He might be.
He's the ghost of Comedy Store's fucks.
He was just like, well, this is.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was its heyday. 2012.
When you could fuck there still.
2006, 2012.
Any
yeah.
point, well, if the cameras were up, it's not the heyday. I don't know what else to tell you. It's not, it really stopped being the Comedy Store when you couldn't get away with everything.
With everything.
I remember when I used to walk through the Comedy Store like I was fucking birthed there. I would look the managers in the eye and be like, tell me what to do. Like,
oh
you know what I mean? Like, I fucking dare you. I'd go flick Robin Williams' picture on my way upstairs.
Oh my
like,
God.
I would. I would run around there like it was just made a playland made for me.
It was a playland because there was only one room open. It was failing as a business. So that means there were seven rooms just to like
play
do whatever
in.
You wanted.
Yeah, you could do art. You can make music, smoke pot with your friends. You could trip. You could bringing there people there was so fun because you're like, look, free alcohol. Also,
oh, yeah,
like
just free alcohol.
Also, like we can drink and eat for free and there's no rules here.
There's no
Fuck,
rules.
Eat. Do pills. Do whatever you want.
Everything. I would see the people just go upstairs, the regulars just taking women away. And you'd be like,
the tours. They
the
call
tours,
them the
yeah,
tours.
The
tour.
And
yeah.
it's like, but that only existed because girls at the time, that was still wild Hollywood where they're like, yeah, I don't fuck a random.
Right.
Oh my God.
I'm so happy I got to see that time and live through it and like be a part of like hearing about it because now it's so corporate.
So corporate.
Now it's like they ID at the door. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
IDing.
IDing.
Remember when you didn't even have to go through the front? You could skip through the back like a fucking mass shooter.
Yeah. And then somebody got shot up.
And then someone got shot on the night that I was on stage.
Oh, really?
Yes. They came in congrats. While I was on stage and they're like, hey, there's someone.
Someone's bleeding out outside.
There's someone. there's a shooting currently outside is how they announced it. So people started like hiding.
I mean, I guess they didn't know if it would spill inside. I was like, why would you even alert the people inside?
And people were panic. So, the way that I feel like I would survive a mass shooting from that event specifically, because my friends were calling me because I ran off stage and I went, you know, when you leave the belly room, the outside area where the stairs are, where we used to like smoke at the top where the roof is.
Yeah.
I went there and I just sat there. Like, I was like, if I see the shooter, I can see him coming up this way and
you
run through.
Say again, to where?
I was on stage in the belly room. So I just went to the door right next to the stage. that outside area. Yeah. My friends were hiding in the bathroom. And they're like, come, we're with a bunch of people in the bathroom. It's not safe out there. And I'm like, I'm safe out here.
You can go three different directions.
I can go on the roof, dude. I can just see that guy coming towards to get all you, and I could go on the roof.
You see fawns.
I was like a Puerto Rican lookout. I was there just watching, scoping. I was like, if he comes in through this way, I'm out this way. If he comes in through this way, I was literally at the Comedy Store, like strategizing how I was going to survive a shooting. It was really crazy.
Wow. And then they never came around. They just shot the guy.
It was just one
dude,
one targeted shooting, one and done.
They really did. They wanted him dead.
They wanted him dead.
Didn't his two friends like leave for 5 minutes, come right back?
It's just rude to do a murder at a comedy club. Why?
Also, they did it on a Tuesday, so everyone assumed it was because it was a black violence associated with a black show. And then they're like, no, really, he wasn't even in that showroom. He wasn't even in the main room. And we're like, oh, really? We assumed. We used to have a standard thing whenever we saw helicopters going, like when there was a shooting of the helicopters at the House of Blues, we'd be like, oh, let's look at the marquee. And it'd always be like somebody from Wu-Tang Clan or somebody. It would never be like, I don't know, Nora Jones. Yeah, that place was wild. We would see celebrities go in with a chick and we're like, I want to spy on them. Mm-hmm. When we were door guys and we're like, I want to see some celebrity fucking. And how can we invent a way to go back there to make sure they are?
I shit on John Mayer twice in one podcast.
Yeah.
And I think he's a really nice guy.
He's always been pretty pleasant.
Pleasant, funny guy. He judged Roast Battle once, and it was one of my roast battles. And then the next day, I was an open micer. Like, the only sets I was getting was the open mics at the store in Kill Tony.
Yeah.
He came up to me the next day at the store and asked me to look over his set before he went on stage, just from watching me at the roast.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, this is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I thought this was going to story with you shitting on him.
No, I just like he asked me for advice really nice. And I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, right.
But I was just like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think you want this advice from me.
You're like, hey, dude, great that you're new at this, but I'm newer.
Yeah. I don't think he knew that there was a difference between like stand up and roasting. I was like, I can help you with the roast stuff, but
yeah,
being genuine is going to be a little harder for me right now. I'm still learning.
Yeah. I remember the celebrities would come hang out when it was wild at the store because nobody bothered taking pictures. It was right at the beginning of like cell phones too. So it was still kind of like you could just do whatever the fuck you want. Vince Vaughn was hanging out and he was hanging out. And it was just like, oh man, that was
Leonardo DiCaprio came through one time.
Really?
Yeah.
With Magic Mike?
Yeah. No, with Gerard Carmichael.
Oh, really?
Makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
Who else? John Mayer. I remember when Jim Carrey came with his girlfriend like a week before she killed herself. That was intense.
Why'd she kill herself? Because she had a bad night at the Comedy Store?
Oh, this is a whole thing. I don't even know if we should get into it.
Jim Carrey's what?
Girlfriend killed herself. She came to Roast Battle 2 weeks later and then she killed herself. I think it was the wave.
The Roast Battle.
She hated the wave.
She killed herself?
She said they ruined the show. Yeah, she killed herself, but rumor has it.
Yeah.
Should I say this? Am I gonna burn bridges with Jim Carrey?
I mean, what? Yeah, no.
He's not putting me in anything.
Is that when he went kind of like psychedelic crazy?
There's what I read was that he gave her herpes, and then it was also he was in charge of her medication. And she overdosed.
So that's not kill yourself.
I don't know.
Anytime somebody says, "Why did you kill yourself?" the answer is always depression. It's never like it's over something. Like when you look back on all the people that killed themselves over history, it's like you want to make
no one kills themselves because of herpes. They kill themselves because they have herpes and they're depressed. Right, so they're like, I might as well die now.
Exactly.
I've been wanting to have a reason.
The guy who jumped off the Comedy Store, the Hyatt roof, to try to get the Comedy Store because he broke the strike.
Right.
What's his name? Fuck, I forgot his name. And then
sad for him.
Yeah,
Jimmy. What a legacy.
Yeah, and then it was like, oh, he killed him to get back at Mitzi, but it's like, no, he was deeply depressed for years. He had mental problems.
He did that as an appetizer.
Exactly. Damn. So maybe.
I don't know. I heard some crazy shit like that, but
yeah, the internet's full of fun rumors.
Now you know what Jim Carrey's gonna do. He's gonna that Kim Congdon, that crazy bitch, was saying I have herpes.
We saw him one time at Mitzi's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when we knew, and this is no.
Can you throw a name drop for Ari real quick? Because I'm not gonna just have them by myself. He went to dinner with Jim Carrey.
Did go to dinner. He came to Mitzi's 80th birthday, and me and Steve Simone were name up drop on that because he's still low. But like, we were standing there by ourselves where the bar was, just like we're just too nervous to talk to anybody. And he came over to get a drink or something, and he was like, it reminded me of an Oshak bit of like. it's Jim Carrey. We grew up on Jim Carrey. We knew him before we were stand-ups, right. You know? He's like, hey, nice to see you guys again. And we were like, just the again. And I know what it was. It was to make us feel at ease. But it was like, dude, I guarantee you we would remember this if we had met you before.
Oh, it's so
And then
so
we're like,
weird.
Fucking Hollywood sucks. Everybody's fake. You can't just be like, nice to meet you. Ugh.
He had to pretend he knew you.
But it's, yeah, I get everywhere
But I'm
it goes.
Sure, like, his whole life, even, like, probably at your level, even at my level now, I meet people that they're, like, offended that I don't remember.
We met once after and a show at, like, New York Comedy Club for 10 minutes
I'm
in
like,
2018.
Dude, the way you, if you don't understand, I don't even know how to get to New York Comedy Club.
Right.
I can't remember what street it's on, and I get booked there.
Yeah.
So I can't remember the people I meet after. I'm
dude,
sorry.
Dude, my boyfriend asked me, like, what'd you do today? And I'm just like, I really got to think about it. I don't know, and that's today.
Same.
I'm like, I know I had some water. Been to the dog park.
I
hold
definitely
on,
breathed.
On. There was something in there. And then it's like, you just cannot remember.
Yeah.
Does alcohol make the fucking chonga, make the wild, crazy Latina come up higher or not? You know, remember Eddie Bravo?
Yes.
The jiu-jitsu guy?
Yes.
Friend of Rogan's. And he would, we said, when we were out at Vegas, we said the Indian would come out. When he'd be drinking, at some point, it'd be blackout, and he'd be like, oh, that's the Indian.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's the Indian percentage of his Latino heritage.
No.
So does alcohol make that wildness come out higher or the same? I don't know, whatever.
No, I don't think so. I'm not a very good drinker. I also don't drink a lot.
Oh, okay.
So if I am drinking more than like 3 drinks, I'm probably just like throwing up and ruining the night in that way.
When you threw a bottle at everybody's feet, were you drinking then?
I was drinking, but that was purely like Puerto Rican anger.
Okay.
Like the alcohol probably made me more brave to do it.
Right. You're like, do not fucking disparage the good name of Corona on this. This has nothing to do with it.
Right. I want you to know that I would do this sober, but I'm doing it extra because I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I'm doing it with no hesitation instead of slightly thinking about it than doing it.
I love when someone tries to blame something on like that, like, oh, because you were high. I'm like, this has nothing to do with me being high.
No.
I was fucking up my normal life.
Or like when they say like a drunk mind speaks what is it? A drunk mind speaks a sober heart. The sober, yeah, that. It's like the same kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like I would do this if I was sober. I just mean it more right now.
Yeah.
I'm just brave enough to actually do it.
Yeah.
So no, I don't really change on alcohol too much. I can't handle it.
Do you see that happening in the Latino? Where do the Latinas get that fucking... that vibe from? The crazy Latina chick is like a real thing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or just like hot and jealous. I am the one, then I am jealous.
You're That's jealous?
Like, I am jealous in a relationship. Wildly jealous.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you'll see people like wonder where they're going. Or have you ever trailed somebody?
Well, I will blame Lewis with this. I'm a little traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went years like wondering if I was thinking something and then being like, then Lewis was like, you're crazy. And then the whole time it was that thing.
Yeah.
I think there's a professional term for that. I won't bring it up.
Listen,
I don't have pronouns. I don't have pronouns.
Not everything is gaslighting. Sometimes it's just lying to you.
But that's literally gaslighting.
It's just lying. We don't want to get caught. Gaslighting is like having your friends be like, hey, nice to see you again. We went to the mall yesterday, remember? And it was like, what?
But that's
lying has been going on for years.
But
that's how you get out
of
shit.
Like lying in a relationship when I'm like, didn't I see a name Michelle? And you're like, no.
Nope.
I don't even have that phone. And then suddenly that phone didn't even exist. I'm like, I saw that phone. I saw the phone. It was purple. And they're like, no, that doesn't exist.
Always
That's
deny.
Gaslighting,
Always
but it's
deny.
Also lying.
Deny till the end.
Yes.
Was there like a rap song about that? In like, I'm thinking from like my high school or something. Or maybe it was a Chris
Where'd
Rock
you
bit.
Go?
Just always deny, no matter what. Just keep denying.
Right, until she just believes it. Eventually, this is toxic advice. If you do it enough, eventually you'll just believe. I would get I remember I would get so exhausted from going in circles. I'd be like, I believe you.
It's just like
if we don't have to talk about it anymore, yeah. I believe you.
You're like a witness. It gets a bit, fine, I murdered him.
Yeah.
You're just like, but he didn't.
That
you
same
coerced
thing that
it.
Happened in Making a Murderer.
Uh-huh.
When that kid was like, yep.
I just want to out of here. Can I
yep.
sleep?
Yep.
Did you kill him? Yup.
Yep.
Is Taco Bell better than four yep. five guys? Yup.
But
wait, what else do you do in jealousy now? How have you taken this
okay,
with you?
So like these are like, I have such a good one from the other day. So this guy that I'm seeing,
yeah.
This is how crazy, this is like Lewis trauma. This guy that I'm seeing went out to dinner and he bailed on us hanging out the other night. He's like, I have to do like a work dinner.
And you're like, we'll see about
and
that.
And then he posted this on his Instagram.
Oh boy.
And I'm just going to ask you if you see anything sketchy, and then I'll show you what my Puerto Rican eyes see. And you'll.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I sent it to
I'm going
to
go like blank with this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this was the picture, and I'll show you how I found out he was lying through this picture.
just a meal. That's all it is.
Is it?
Okay. Now I'm going to look through the Puerto Rican eyes. So I thought this is a restaurant at first. I am now seeing a drawer here, a drawer handle, which means maybe it is. It is not. Maybe it's someone's home.
No, you're not even close. No. I don't think you'll ever see it because your eyes aren't trained for this kind of procedure.
Is it like shades? Or was it a cloudy day? What? What? Is it an off day?
Ready? I want to watch your face while you see me. My process.
You're gonna go that. Oh my gosh.
Who's that?
Who's that in the reflection of the fork tongues?
Who the fuck? That is very clearly an eyebrow, a nose, lips, a woman's face in the second prong of the fork. Do you see her?
Wow.
Tell me you don't see her. I see her reflection very clearly. She's Hispanic. I can tell her ethnicity through the second prong of the fork.
And it's not just the guy you're dating.
No, he's a black man.
It's not a black.
That's
man not.
That's a Hispanic woman that looks sort of like me.
Could it be the waiter, or waitress? But
I don't.
He would explain that.
I don't.
He would say that. Then let's hear it. I'll go down to that restaurant and find out if they have any. Like,
I don't give a fuck who it is. That's someone in his fork. There's a woman in his.
No one knows that you can find anything you want to about an ex through social media.
I can
it's
see
like
this
you're
woman.
Revealing so much more than you think.
I wonder if the camera shows.
Yeah. You. Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on.
Get it real deep on there so they can see it. Oh yeah, that's
this
great.
This is the original.
I was. Okay. Nothing wrong. How could you even say anything there?
I zoom in and very one more zoom in for you guys.
Oh my god. Quadrant 7?
Actually that might
zoom
be
in so quadrant 7G. Magnify.
This cunt. You could very clearly see. Oh god, the light's not going to let me. Oh yes, you see her eye right there? Her nose, her mouth. She kind of looks like me. I can literally make out her facial features.
There's going to be a moment where you're like, "Oh, we had dinner together." Oh, that was from 2 days ago, wasn't it? I remember you eating that.
But I'm Puerto Rican toxic in the way that I saw that, but didn't mention it to him.
Held it.
I'm going to hold it and bottle it up for when I need it.
Yeah, that's smart. That's the right time to do it. Jesus. Yeah. I mean, the negative of Dayton, let's just say,
you can look
a Latina
in the glare
chick.
Of their eyes for other women. Oh. In a picture. You can look in. What's smart is when they're texting, and if it's by a car window at night, you could take a video and zoom in, and you could see what they're texting through the reflection of the window.
Can I tell you, I did that to somebody once. And he was like, I'll tell you afterwards. But he was like, I was like, who'd you fuck? He's like, I won't tell you. And he's holding it, and he's holding this thing, and like them sending a message. And we're in an Uber, and so then I'm talking. I was like, come on, man, just show me. And he's like, no, I'm not gonna show you. I'm like, just show me, dude, just show me. And he's like, I'm not gonna show you. And I'm like, come on, just show me. And he's like, what are you looking at? He's like, oh fuck. And I'm like, I got it.
Hey, listen, I've gotten one like that before too.
Oh my god, it's so great.
I'll tell you one thing, fools never learn.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you who it was with afterwards too.
Oh man, I caught. I don't even know if I should bring this up. I caught Lewis. He would look at this girl's pictures all the time. Like there was something. Women, first of all, women just know. There doesn't even have to be much going on.
Women and men both just know. You're just like, once you're jealous, it's like, I'm not normally jealous.
You can see
a
hello between two people that's totally normal and feel it. You can feel the energy.
I had a girlfriend once. She's lived in a studio apartment. No, not a studio, I guess, with a separate kitchen. So mm-hmm. Not a studio. But anyway. Main room was the whatever in Silver Lake. Went talking to a guy and then went to the kitchen to talk. And I was like, I was just on her phone. I was like, nope, weird. Just noticed a little bit. And then I was like, went on her phone and then was like, found flirtation. Found like him,
that's
like, hey, we
need.
Gotta go out. I was like, I knew it. Why else would you leave the room?
There was a weird feeling I had one time just by an interaction one time. And I was like, this is off. Something's off. I don't like the way she introduced herself to me, first of all. Like, I was like, it was weird energy. It was mm-hmm. overly friendly. Like she owed me something.
Overly friendly. Yeah.
And
like
I was
making
like,
up for something.
Yes. Like, and I'm like, okay. And then we were walking one day and his phone, you know, when you like sit on your phone, it just starts playing stuff by on purpose. Like it just like an Instagram story will start. Like uh-huh. It starts start rolling and then it'll keep going. That was happening. And I heard her voice. And when I looked, it was her Instagram story. And I was like, And to me, this is
that's it.
This
two
is
line, Porter, two dots make a line.
This is what I call Puerto Rican religion. God always shows me when a man's doing something wrong. God always, if me and Lewis were going to fight, he could have walked to a different borough and I didn't even need GPS to find him because God would lead me to him.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Way God leads me to my fights.
Oh, wow.
And when that pulled up and that story was playing, he was like, oh, I was like, that's weird that I had that feeling. And I vocalized. I was like, that's weird that I had a feeling about that person. And that story just came up and started playing out loud in front of us as we're walking to dinner. Almost like it's a sign.
From Crystal.
And then he was like, it just played for my Instagram. I go, that's weird that she's at the front of your algorithm to just automatically play.
Because the algorithm doesn't know that you're trying to keep it a secret.
And we broke up and we were still friends hanging out. We went to go leave together one night and she came up screaming at him. And I was like, you fucking lying piece of shit.
Yeah.
You were fucking her.
Did he ever admit it?
He didn't have to. All I right, messaged her. I said, is everything okay? And she was like, he's been fucking me and lying and I can't believe you're getting back together. And I was like, you're a piece of shit.
Wow.
You know that? You're a real... And that night, Lewis almost died. And let me tell you how I would have looked like the psycho. This was all happening in a cab on the way home because she came up to him as she came up to him as we were getting in a cab. This was like the end of me and Lewis. What did we call it? This is when the scorpion.
From day one, it was like, different, man. I've never been in love like this. We're like, this is going to end so bad.
This is where the scorpion and the frog drowned because we're in the cab and she comes up, screams something, slams the door. And I'm sort of like, what was that? And I'm also like, this is at the stand. This is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want this going on. I'm also past like the fighting at the clubs. I'm not 22 anymore.
Yeah.
Or 26 whenever I argued with Annie a couple years ago.
Annie Letterman?
Yeah.
At a club?
Uh-huh. Oh, nice. But
that story later.
Yeah, we can get into that. But... we're arguing and I'm like, oh, if you don't talk to her, just show me your messages between her. That would solve everything.
That's the moment where it's like, I'm trying to think of being accused of that or asked that when nothing's going on. It would have to be like, listen, this is an invasion of privacy. I will show you this to prove this, but you can never, ever ask me
again.
This again.
I'm okay with that deal, but I've never gotten that once from him. I've never gotten the, you can look, my ex-boyfriend, when I was already traumatized about Lewis, let me look. He would be like, you can never do this again, but I'll let you look. And he let me do it 17 times and I never found anything. And it was just sort of nice that he knew I was like very uncomfortable. And I was like, ugh. And I would get nervous. I'd be like, but who is that? And he'd be like, this is my
friend.
It's
those people so secure. I'll get back to your story in a second. So secure to not have their password on around their girlfriend or wife or boyfriend or friend, whatever. But it's like,
I want
but
that.
But it's like just little lies. All the time. Well, I thought you said you were out at a club last night. I was like,
see,
I went to see a movie with Veter. I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to call you.
Because you want to see that movie with me. And I want to see it with him more.
Like,
so
I'm not doing anything wrong, but I'm little lies. There has to be.
Right. There has to be. I understand that. But I'm also understanding of lies. I understand that people need to like get away with shit.
Yeah.
But if the only, my cross is cheating.
Right.
That's the thing that crosses the line. Yeah. I'm like, oh, if you lied about where you weren't, even if you went to a strip club with your friends all night, I'm cool. I get lying just so you don't want me to think about it while you're there all night. Whatever.
Yeah.
If there's nothing going on, I go, show me.
The overly calm of a woman who's been scorned. Like, fine. Then just show me.
I was like, that's fine. And then
you've
we
never
can.
Been that calm
I was
in
like, because
before.
I'm trying to prove
even ordering
myself.
Coffee, you've never been like, I will have one cup of regular coffee, please. It would be eerie in any situation.
At this point, I'm trying to prove the last 3 years that like the shit wasn't in my head because I've been told I'm crazy for 3 years.
For like taking away a gaslight. What is it called? Like, there's got to be a term for that.
A gas. Yeah, what do you call when you put out a gas? A smudge, a gas
snuffer?
Smudge,
yeah,
a gas snuff. Yeah. So he's like, no. And I go, okay, I'll just message her myself. And I message her. I go, hey, is everything? And that was nice. I was like, is everything okay? You seemed really upset. And she starts writing back and he sees the three dots and he just opens the door to get out of the cab. And when he turns, a semi must have been going 60. He goes, skims his nose.
Wow.
And then he turns and we both look at each other and we're both like out of breath, like knowing that that was...
That
so,
close? What?
When I say it was like
and
a movie,
that.
Like he was like, fuck you.
Boom.
And I was like, and then he just closed the cab. I think he gave me, at that moment, he was like paid for the cab and just left. And then it was like a moment where we were like, we just didn't.
This is damaging to us.
Yeah. It was like one of those things where like we both were like, okay, it needs to stop now. You had to have that moment where like anything can happen.
But like if I got killed, it wasn't because of the relationship, but if the relationship wasn't like that, it definitely would not have gotten killed.
I
so
would have
like,
been in prison for his murder.
You think so?
For sure. The story would have came out that I pushed him into the semi. You know what I mean? Like he killed himself because I pushed him to the edge.
Yeah. Jesus, Kimberly. Yeah, that was not a great relationship.
But the fact that
really made you friends with everybody in the New York scene because of it.
The cops never had to be there. I think that's good.
That's a great question. Have you ever called the cops on someone in a fight or had the cops called on you?
Redman, I told you that.
Oh, yeah. He called the cops on
him. And then my mom when I keyed the car.
Yeah.
Having
the cops called on a woman is a strange thing because the woman, there's always like, well, I can just grab you. But when you're like,
but then you can't do that either now.
Right.
That's a problem.
But when you get to that point, where like, you're so wild, I'm not even just going to use my advantage anymore. I'm just like, I don't know, you might have a razor.
I've never had a man so backed up against the wall where he's like, I need a third witness in case something goes wrong. I'm more like, when I'm crazy, like me and Lewis got into all my crazy stories are going to be Lewis because he was my trigger for my crazy.
Yeah.
If you ask, this is so funny. If you sit down Lewis and my last ex, who I dated for a year.
Yeah.
My last ex would be like, she's the sweetest, most patient girl I've ever known. All she does is give me sweet kisses before bed.
I think you and Lewis should be friends again.
And then if you ask Lewis, he's like, she almost killed me. She pushed me in front of a semi. She wants to fuck Drew Carey. We got into a fight because he thought I wanted to fuck Drew Carey once.
Drew Carey?
Drew Carey.
The fat Carey?
Yeah. Drew Carey was after a roast battle. He got just roasted all night. And he was all trying to make.
Wait, is that the one who's. Which one's
Price is Right?
But which one's girlfriend committed suicide?
Jim.
Okay. One of the best lines is Mike Ricca. He was yelling at one of the waitresses.
I know exactly what's gonna happen.
And he goes, "All you waitresses, you're only at the comedy store." He goes, "You're only here because you want to be the next Mrs. Carey. That's all you want." And somebody's like, "Drew or Jim?" And he goes, "You don't care."
And it's true.
It's kind of true.
Drew Carey was just like, I remember he came up to me after a roast battle. I was being mean to him, which is probably why he was like comfortable coming up to me. And then he was like, oh, like I'm trying to like make friends with more comics. Like, he was like, how do I get everybody to like keep hanging out after this hang? And I was like, let's all go to Mel's.
Yeah. Cool.
Right?
Yeah. No problems yet.
And then I texted a bunch of people. I said, Drew wants a bunch of us to go. The young comics are really excited. It was going to be like a fun hang. Lewis was like kind of annoyed because then I was texting my friends Andrew and like putting everyone in a group chat like, oh, let's all meet at Mel's, blah, blah, blah. And Lewis is like, you want to fuck Drew Carey? You want to fuck Drew Carey,
He's also got a little crazy Latino. He's also
so you just want to fuck Drew Carey? So you think he wants to be your friend? Why do you think he wants to be your friend?
But also a Mel's meal is not the way to fucking get away.
A Mel's meal with my boyfriend is not the way to fuck me.
Oh, he was going to come.
Lewis was going to come. Lewis was invited.
Oh, I remember when you guys did like a roast battle against each other.
That's how we met. That's how we started dating. That
was East Coast, West Coast.
That was the first night we fucked.
That was when Eli was like united the belts.
That's how you start a Puerto Rican relationship. Oh. You put them on stage and they talk about each other's deaths and their families.
Wow, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And he was like losing to you, but I remember him just going like, who's fucking Sassy McSass?
I killed him in that battle. Have you ever seen
it? Him.
I crushed him.
And he was
really
just
good.
Like, oh, I'll take it because I'm like,
yeah, because, you know, his mother died.
I remember that.
They like that stuff.
That was East Coast, West Coast when they finally did it, right?
Yeah.
And who went up against?
The way that it even started with me and Lewis is that I somehow was just Facebook friends with him. And he'd posted on Facebook that just the women roasters weren't as funny. And he was like saying, like, I don't know why the women are complaining about not being flown out to L.A. Be funnier and I'll fly some of you out. And I was like, oh, I hope someone fucking destroys you in a battle. And a bunch of people liked it. And he was like, why don't you do it?
Yeah.
And then it became a whole thing where it was me versus Lewis.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. He thought he was going to walk all over you. Too.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I judge the fucking roast battle. Mm-hmm. I host this thing. And then it was like, oh, but you got to prepare?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that's not my strong suit.
It was hard to prepare for that because it was like super last minute too.
Oh.
I remember I reached out to you. I was like, do you have any jokes about Lewis that people have been saying? Because a lot of times in the battles, comics will take jokes from other comics, but they change them. You sort of take them and then you change the bit or you go, you know, oh, you wrote or you find out more information. Oh, he talked about his mom. I didn't know his mom did heroin until I heard this battle. So you look at other people's shit just to get info out. And then no one had anything. It was just his mom was dead.
His dad got stabbed.
His dad got stabbed.
Justifiably. I will say justifiably got stabbed. I read the prison report.
And, listen.
The guy was let off because it was a mercy killing.
I know nothing about his dad's murder, but knowing that he's Lewis's father, he probably deserved it.
They killed himself. They never found the fucking murderer because it was him.
I support it. Whatever happened, I support it. He probably wronged a woman.
He's going to get mad at me for this podcast.
I think I've put him in a great light.
Yeah, I think so. Wait, what were we just saying about?
He was going, you're fucked, Drew Carey. No, I'm just kidding.
I would say for roast battles is different than doing a roast. When you're doing a roast, you're like, all right, we're all here to entertain the crowd and do a roast. Roast battle is like, am I better at this than you are?
Yeah.
So then it's like a little bit weird to be like, let me use someone else's joke.
Yeah, totally.
But a roast is like, hey, everybody help me out.
But I may do. I figured it out. We actually, after that, I like hit him up and I was like, let's just sit and talk on FaceTime for a few minutes.
You softboyed him.
Yeah, I was like, I want to know
about
you.
Let's do some writing.
I was like, I just
want
to know. I literally invited him over for a blunt.
You fucking soft boy bitch.
I brought a puppy. I had a puppy there. There's a picture of Lewis on his Instagram to this day.
That is the number one soft boy move.
Of him holding a puppy and a blunt. And I was me preparing for the roast battle. It was my last day of preparation. It was where 6 of my 12 jokes were written was in that moment.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, he was also dating someone at that point. Because Lewis is Lewis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did remember. It was like, I'm not going to cheat on this one. I'm like, you cheated with this one. Like, what do you mean, dude? You're a scorpion, dude. Puerto Rican scorpion.
I guess the girl that he was dating. Someone in between. Made the biggest mistake. And
for
this
the record, that might be, it is Karen she doesn't want to say, or it's someone in between.
It's
either way, we're not going to go
into it. It's not Karen. It's for sure not Karen.
Okay.
The person that he was dating made one of the biggest rookie mistakes you ever make with a man. And if you're a woman and you're listening to this, honestly, take this note and like, don't forget it. Don't ever, ever tell him who you don't want him to fuck.
Number one move. You're absolutely right. Like, as long as you don't break up, just don't fuck that person. You're like, that means they're going to. That puts in their head, I have a chance with them.
Mm-hmm.
It pushes them that way. I don't want you talking to them. You're just shoving them over to their bed. It's so dumb.
It's so dumb. And that girl, before he left, she said, we're in an open thing. You can fuck anyone.
But don't fuck him.
Don't fuck Kim Congdon.
He's like, oh, do you think I can fuck him?
He's like, oh, that's obviously the one that's the hardest to fuck. Right? Like, and then you just put open season. You just basically put a bunch
open
of dead
season.
Meat. You put him in a field with a bunch of already cut meat and then just put one living animal to hunt.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
God. No, you're not wrong. I would say more like a cooked piece of steak. And you're like, but don't eat that. You're like, oh, I didn't think I could eat any of this. There's some cooked steak over there?
Right.
Lovely.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. By the way, when I asked you to do this podcast, I wasn't even, well, I asked you before like the second quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But when I re-asked you again a week or two ago, I wasn't even thinking anymore about your relationship with Lewis. It was just you being wild.
It sucks that I have to talk about it so much, but it's like I've only had 3 boyfriends. And one of them was in high school. And that's it. Like, yeah. I haven't had that mean one in L.A. that I talked about enough.
Not pretty enough.
And then since Lewis, I had that other one in Florida. So I've had 4 now. But yeah. I haven't had that many boyfriends to even have stories about.
Wow. Jesus Christ, that's so funny. But you're right, you will throw someone into the arms of someone else saying,
yes,
don't
ever do it. You don't want
my
that
buddy
energy.
Pete did that where he's like, if we break up, don't fuck this groundlings or whatever, or UCB like instructor of our class. And it's like, of course they ended up together. I'm like, why would you say that?
Yeah. As soon as you say that, you imagine her upside down on a sex swing. You're what does she do that I can't have that? That's exactly what that's saying. It's like, what is it's like telling a kid. It's like telling a kid that's too smart sitting down with a snack and being like, "Oh, it's gross," and they go, "That's a fucking good snack."
Yeah, I want that. And they see through your like lie of gross.
Yes.
Like, why are you saying it's gross differently than if it was really gross?
You're saying that because you don't want me to. Then it clicks. You're like, you're saying that because you don't want me to have it. So it must be actually better than what you normally have. Because
you're going to.
How
do you avoid
it?
It's like, just don't mention it, dude.
Don't mention it. Hope it goes away in the wind.
Yeah.
And just hope for to God.
And to be the other. Person, the other boy or girl who has this like recently broken up relationship, half it coming at them, they must be like, geez, you're being fucking confident or something. Who is this guy who's so confident or something like that? It's just like, it's in their head, they got a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, that's one of the, and I think that's the, you know, the thing when that girl's Instagram was playing and stuff, because I saw that thing between him and I sort of was like, what's this? And I implanted it.
That it might have been that. What's this? It might have just been a chance, and then later.
And he would have been like, maybe it could have been her flirting, but him being a guy, he might not have even noticed. And then he was like, there was a this? That's weird that she's at the front of your algorithm to just automatically play.
Because the algorithm doesn't know that you're trying to keep it a secret.
And we broke up, and we were still friends hanging out. We went to go leave together one night, and she came up screaming at him. And I was like, you fucking lying piece of shit. Yeah. You were fucking her.
Did he ever admit it?
He didn't have to, you know, because guys a lot of times just miss the mark.
Have that where I just have in my past, like a girl would suddenly be mad at me in the comedy scene. And I'm like, what is this? Oh, and then it was like, oh, I wasn't catching up the vibe she was putting out. Like, she's like, I want to hook up. And she wasn't doing it obvious enough, or I wasn't seeing it, or I was too high or whatever. And then she just get angry. And I'm like, but I didn't see all the beginning. So I was like, what's the anger from?
Right.
And it's that.
Yeah. People do that a lot with me. They'll get like a lot of people. There's this comic in LA that I used to do open mics with. He reached out to me when I first moved to New York. He's like, hey, I'll be in New York soon. I see you're killing it out there. And Lewis was putting me up on his
Bob
shows.
Bob Newhart.
Yeah. Yes, Bob Newhart. Yeah. It was actually Mugzilla. that's just for me and you.
I've forgotten all about all these people. All right, here's a good Drew Carey story, is that Danish O'Neill would always deliver from Yummy, and he would always tip him $100. And then sometimes his girlfriend would be there, and be like, she would tip a normal amount. So when they delivered, and his girlfriend would be like, actually, we're really supposed to give this to Drew. Is Drew around? Yeah.
We need to specifically hand it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
You cheap kind.
So what were you saying?
Wait, what was I saying?
Mugzilla, no.
Before Mugzilla.
Terrible host of a podcast.
No, I just can't remember because I'm on mushrooms.
That's a good point, too.
I don't remember. Does anybody remember? Everyone's on mushrooms here.
Mushroom cutery.
No.
Missing signs? So somebody getting angry because you missed the signs you throw it out?
Why would I bring up Mugzilla?
You're like some comic. It was some comic. Because I was like, sometimes a girl will get mad at me. I'm like, what are you be mad at? I was like,
oh, yes. This comic hits me up. When I first moved to New York, he messaged me. He's like, you're killing it, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be coming to the city. Let me know what spots I should do or whatever.
Yeah, soft boy. Yeah.
And what I did is I gave him the Comedy Bureau version of New York, which is what was given to me when I first moved there. Mm-hmm. And I got a couple like open mics from there. And then I was like, cool. And he was like, thank you. A couple months ago, he messages me like asking me if I'm done being a pretentious cunt, and that it's like not,
he's in his head, he was throwing it out there, and you were like, better than, but you're like, what,
I was doing those
cunt.
Spots though, you know right. what I mean? Like, I was using that to get spots.
That's so fucking
and he
funny.
Thought I was gonna go put him up at the Cellar. I'm like, the Cellar, I can't even walk in the front of the sidewalk at the Cellar. They kick me out.
They make me pay more than full price for a beer.
Right. They charge me
a problem.
They charge me extra. They know my reputation.
Yeah, they give me the Uber 1.2 when I walk in.
And he was like messaging me like, you're such a pretentious cunt. So there are a lot of people.
Pretentious cunt.
There are a lot of people that have told me over the years, they're like, I hated you because I always thought you were a cunt. And I'm like, I've never had a conversation with you. But they're like, well, yeah, you walked past me one time.
So this is what happens. So like, celebrity is the same as being like a cute chick, where people like want something from you without, you know, where you're like, I don't
I'm
know
like
you
I don't owe
other.
You like even yeah. a look to the side
and
because
so,
I'm
like,
focused yeah. I'm just trying to get to a room,
and they want it so bad. The bad, I've seen it happen.
They
like,
think it's
oh,
about them.
Rogan, right? So like, oh, he's ignoring me. It's like, he's ready to go on. Like, what are you doing? And it's like, oh, he ignored me. He's like, he didn't consider you. He's ready to go on. He's reading his notes.
You're
going like,
to think
hey,
about
man,
this
like,
for
hey,
three nights or the rest of your life.
Exactly.
And he didn't even know
I've
it happened.
I've seen it around lots of celebrities. Ralphie was the same way, and Paulie. And it was like, it's like you guys are all looking at this some huge slight when it's like they're not even thinking about you, dude. It's just in your head. And cute chicks have that shit all the time. You pretentious cunt. And you're like, what?
I didn't even know. I was like, thank you, but
oh,
he was like, oh, you think you're just so famous. He was like complimenting me too. In a way, like he was like dropping all
were
the stuff.
Were you a bigger
comic
than him?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You think you're so famous. You're like, where is all this? It's almost like, what?
I wanted to just send him my debt. And I was like, I don't. I'm actually faking it, right? I'm faking everything.
Dude, I'm claiming so much wrong stuff.
Please,
on my IRS.
I look at my negative YouTube comments every day. I'm not doing great. I have a really good Ralphie ghost story.
Okay, let's hear it.
Do you want to hear
it? We can go out with that. Absolutely. You okay. saw Ralphie as a ghost?
I didn't see it. No, that would be a big ass ghost. It was the whole room.
Yeah. Like, I can't get
that's just called anxiety. Like, when you right feel like you can't breathe.
Exactly. Anybody feel anxiety? That's Ralphie giving the down home Cajun comedy.
It's not funny, but that he died after all those people in Vegas died. You know that happened in the same weekend.
The
Vegas shooting from the MGM.
No
I think
way.
It was the same night.
Really?
And then Ralphie died, and I was like, oh, at least he headlined because he died after.
That's not bad.
But yeah, he died in the same week, and I was like, I would hate for my clout to be taken like that, my death clout. Because I think it would have been a bigger death if it wasn't for that. I think it really put, because if you think about it, it didn't get much.
Well, when Tracy Moore, Ralphie?
Yeah.
He was a celebrity in the comedy world, but outside the comedy world, he was unknown. So it was like some people were like, oh my God, Ralphie May.
Right.
Like when we hang out, but other like people right next to that person were like, who is that?
Right.
Not like, oh, I've kind of heard. Like Nick Cannon is cross platform.
He's not A-list comedian.
Right.
Yeah. But when he brought me to Brea Improv. I think he was Bobby Lee, then him, were the first couple comics to even bring me on the road. Yeah. Bobby Lee was the first one from Kill Tony to bring me on the road ever. And then
Kill Tony. You gotta say whatever you want to say about Lewis, but like he introduced you to the New York comedy scene.
For
he had
sure.
to, and now it's like I we don't even consider you as Lewis's ex. We were just like just a comic here.
So, but that's where I give myself the credit. I could have easily been introduced and just been Lewis's ex, but he did. He like introduced me and he gave me all the connections. But I used my own talent to stay around.
Okay.
But I do appreciate him for that. I don't.
He
speak.
Always did. I'm remembering now. He was always like, dude, she's gonna be way more famous than me.
Yeah.
She's got talent. I don't have talent.
I always like, yeah. Ralphie May brought me to Brea Improv. It was one of my first weekends. I was so fucking excited. It was sold out. I thought it was so cool. It was the first time I was ever like in a green room with a bunch of food. He ordered like
God, he would order.
He would.
He lived.
It was more food than I'd eaten all year. I was like, can we eat all of it? Can I bring some home? Like,
lady, we can try.
He was like, girl, come on, come sit down. Yeah. I have as much as you want, girl. Girlie, come get a seat. Like, and then
he also wouldn't get upset if he ate too much because he would just order more.
Yeah.
If it was like, I actually wanted all those, he'd be like, order six more. Help us. Yeah, God, he
ordered
was generous.
Just so much shit. Yeah. And we had a great time, and I had a great fucking set. And Ralphie was like one of those comics that would like genuinely give me like advice, and was like, I felt like genuine, wasn't trying to fuck me.
Yeah.
And was
probably couldn't.
No, was just too tired at that point.
No
honestly.
Chance. I've seen him asleep in situations where no one could sleep.
He was out of breath from breathing.
Yeah.
Like he was exhausted. Then he died or whatever. And then the next time I'm at Brea, skip over, so he dies, right? Sad. So then I'm at Brea Improv the first time. This is years later since then. I was like, wow, I haven't been here in 4 years and since I was a first a comic. I'm with Lewis.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is crazy. I'm sort of just thinking about Ralphie, and I'm thinking about how I haven't, you know, when you think about a dead friend, you go, I haven't even thought about them in long enough, and you kind of feel bad. You're like, they haven't crossed my memory enough.
Yeah.
I should at least think of them more.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking of all those times I go on set. I have a great set. Such a good set. I get off stage. I'm turning the recorder as I'm walking down the steps. I'm turning the recorder off for my set, and I get a Twitter notification. I accidentally click it when I'm trying to turn off my recorder. It opens up to a notification from Ralphie May's Instagram, and it just liked a random post. And the notification specifically said, Ralphie May liked this.
Wow.
Is what the notification I got was. That when I was getting off stage, still hearing the claps.
The same claps you had heard in the same room was last time you were there with
and
Ralphie.
It said Ralphie May like this. And he had never liked any of my posts. I didn't tag him in anything before. There was no reason. I didn't even post that I was at the Brea Improv yet.
There is not. All he would do is try to help people.
Yes.
He would get genuine joy.
There was no
doubt in my
mind.
He would have been like, hey. Simone always says it. He was like, oh man, you're hella funny. Like when we were like 2 year comics, like, oh no, man, I've known for years. You're hella funny.
Ralphie used to always be like, Kimmy, the levee's gonna break. He'd always say some shit like that. Levee's gonna break for you.
Yeah, some shit that happened to his family. And I'm like, what? Like,
I
killed a lot of people
means.
Up. We're trying to make the best of it.
Yeah. So when that happened, I was like, that's fucking weird.
Wow. What was the post? Do you know?
It was just a random, it was like a tweet like, I tweeted like, I like cotton balls. Like, it was weird. Like,
but he liked something right then. He was just like, wow.
Right. And it was right in that moment. It happened 2 seconds before I clicked on the notification. And it was as I was getting off stage after my set at Brea.
Damn.
I'm like, what are the chances?
It's his ghost.
It's his ghost.
That's cool. Yeah, I forget about him sometimes. You're right. You don't think about these people sometimes.
Right. Sometimes I just have to be sad for a second just to be like, I think you're just supposed to remember, or just remember them just for a second. Sometimes I have a friend that died a while ago. I was like, I just purposely listen to him talk so I don't forget his voice.
What do you have? Is he a comedian?
No. Just a regular friend from college who died.
So you'll hear in your mind, hear him talk?
Yeah. Or I'll go back to this video I have of him where I hear his voice because it's hard after years.
To remember even what they sound like. Mm-hmm. You just have like a... like a memory of a...
You have a memory,
it's like we're in the dreams. Like, they were talking. Like, what do they sound like? I don't know. I just know they were talking. Mm-hmm. You know?
Like, or it's like if you imagine an apple, you can't see it in perfect detail, but you know you're seeing an apple.
Yeah.
It's like that with the voice.
There's this... I don't know where it comes from, but there's this, like, idea that, like, people... Things live on as long as people are remembering, right? So it's like as long as you're remembering anything, they live on. So it's like if you die or if your grandmother dies, like, while you're still around, you remember your grandmother. So that's why you go visit the grave. That's why you go visit graves in general. Just because, like, we'll put flowers on there, we'll remember them, and they're mm-hmm. still sort of alive. Their spirit's alive.
Right.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I try to go to random graves, like in Ecuador or wherever, and just, like, look at one person's thing and just, like, imagine what they'd be like. Just try to, like, just bring them to life a little bit.
Yes.
You know?
That's like when I go to the zoos and I don't look at the elephants in the eye out of respect. Sorry, I'm like, you can't. They have to know you're one of the good ones and you're not fucking with this. I'm not going to take a picture of you. What am I, a fucking animal?
Yeah. Exactly.
If you go to the zoo and you're taking pictures of animals in cages, you're a sick fuck.
Just download them.
Just download free animal pictures that are free in the safari and happy.
And way better happy, yeah. You want sad pictures of animals?
It's so weird to me.
I want caged living things.
The elephants are always more ashy than they're supposed to be when they're in the zoo.
That's the sound they make for their whole life.
I legitimately go like this out of respect. I don't look them in the eye. I want them to know.
I do the same
shit
when I go to Libya and I go to open air slave markets. I'm like, look, dude, I get it. You shouldn't be here.
I came across a fucked up TikTok by accident of this dude who moved to Nicaragua.
Yeah, how do you say it?
Nicaragua.
Say it correctly.
It's different than the way you say it. But this guy's whole thing was he was in a mental spiral. He was an old fat white dude who, this is the story I picked up from his TikTok. He left Chicago and moved to Nicaragua, and he thought he was living in royalty, and he lived in poverty. It was like his place was like dirt. Like, the floor was dirt, and he had like
dirt
in Nicaragua. Say it three times fast so you can get your podcast canceled.
It's Nicaragua.
So I was in Spicaragua, right? But anyways, he would always end his TikToks as like, always in Nicaragua, never in Chicago. And they were like the most depressing things. And it sent me, when I tell you, I haven't forgotten about this account because it sent me into a legit depressive episode that like other people live like this. And like, you really get fucked up thinking about like the smell and like the way they wake up and like all their shit is like rusty. And like, that's just their life.
Yeah.
They never feel fresh.
Yeah, it's sucks. Like this general moldy.
You know what it feels like when you just have a clean outfit on, you go out for the day and you're like, I'm fresh for the day.
Yeah, that smell of like, oh, fresh out of the laundry. People are like, you mean out of the river? Out of the fucking
some little girl's like,
river?
I have yellow fever. So
what was that? What was that song from that Trey and Matt, whatever, the Mormon one?
The Book of Mormon.
Yeah, where they're like, I got worms in my ass or whatever.
When he's like, we cut the clips right off. They're saying fuck you God, they're all cursing God.
What does that mean?
Fuck you, fuck you God.
No, don't say that. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, well, Kimmy,
this
for doing
is great. So fun.
Yeah,
thank you.
So guys, everyone, once again, check out our podcast. I got it. Broad Topics. I've not been allowed to smoke for the last 3 days because of this fucking hernia surgery. He didn't say anything about mushrooms, nor did I ask him.
Yeah, I was wondering that. You were like, I can't smoke, but bring the shrooms. I was like,
I think it was something to do with like the capillaries. It doesn't like actual smoke. So I think when I had to have a knee surgery and they would put me under, they're like, what did he ask? Drugs. He was like, have you taken any methamphetamines in the last like 2 weeks or whatever. I was like, what's methamphetamine? He's like, cocaine. I was like, oh yeah. And he's like, wait, what? Before a surgery? I'm like, you never told me not to. You said don't smoke cigarettes. Right. And they're like, we didn't think we had to. I'm like, you have to tell everybody who does coke not to do coke. Right. I can just tell you how to operate your business from now on.
It's so embarrassing.
1,000% you should mention it to them.
It's so embarrassing to have to admit to a doctor you did DMT the other night at your buddy's.
I was like,
for
and
fun.
Some acid. I don't know. Like, what are you talking about here?
Sorry.
Yeah, they wouldn't even give me surgery till later in the afternoon. I forgot about that. They were like, we're not giving you surgery right away. I'm like, I'm telling you, when the last time I did it was in Edinburgh. It was in August. I know when I do it. And he's like, well, we can't trust you now. I'm like, I'm giving you the information.
You know how many girls go to get Brazilian butt lifts and they go to Miami for the weekend? Their appointment's on a Saturday morning. They go out Friday night and then they waste all the money, the flight, the hotel, because they don't know they're not supposed to do coke. And then they go in the next day and the doctor doesn't tell them till then because they get more money for even canceling the appointment.
Last minute cancellation. Mm-hmm. We'll squeeze somebody in. Mm-hmm. Wow. Because you're right. Because you'd be like, hey, if they were a non-coke head, they'd be like, hey, and by the way, I'm sure I don't have to tell you this.
You're in Miami.
But yeah, it's just a joke. I have to tell everybody, don't do coke. I know you're not going to.
The place they're getting the surgery at is at Live. they offer coke at the door.
Yeah, he springs on me. Yeah, you can't smoke for 6 to 8 weeks. I'm like, what? He goes, I mean, unless you're like, yeah. I'm like, well, why?
Nope.
So Broad Topics is our podcast, and I don't know. Yeah. What else?
Follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on Twitch. I play I play video games, live streaming, twitch.tv.
Really?
Yeah. /QueenKong1. You can play Call
of
Duty.
You're saying that so fast, there's literally no chance anyone follows you on that.
Follow me on Twitch.
This is the problem when comedians have to a normal comedian will have to promote themselves. You get a fucking dumbass comic who will like have their ready with their t-shirt, but you're just skimming over it.
You're right. This is the part I need to work on. This is why no one knows me.
I mean, it's already going to take 3 seconds. Make it take 4 seconds.
You're right. I'm
doing the same way, by the way.
I'm on Twitch. I'm playing video games. I play Warzone, Fortnite, Call of Duty, Rocket League.
I've heard of Fortnite and Call of Duty.
Hell yeah. I play on those. Never and you can play Rocket with times. Me. twitch.tv/QueenKong1.
Look how uncomfortable you are with this.
You sound like a fucking like an ad.
QueenKong1?
Yep.
Queen Kong, like Congdon.
Mm-hmm. And then
Kong
once again.
A C.
Kong with a C, C-O-N-G-1. And then once again, please just check out Broad Topics, my podcast. It's so fucking funny.
How
my
long have you been doing
that?
It's COVID, right?
2.5 years.
Oh,
pretty long time.
Not COVID.
Mm-mm, we've been at it for a while. My co-host is Alex is the way I've seen her blossom into a legitimately hilarious person.
Yeah,
is so beautiful. She's always been funny, but she's like comic hilarious now.
Yeah, fuck her.
What's the joke there? There's not even a joke there. All
right.
That's it.
Yeah. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Hit subscribe before you leave. Nobody's still watching.
Gucci flip flops. Fuck it. Hit your bitch and massage. This a big watch. Diamonds dripping off of the clock. Pull the six out. Winter time. Dropping the top. Give it to they pussy ass. Turn this shit up a notch. Gucci flip flops. Make a kick rock. This a big clock. Check the wristwatch. Gucci flip flops. Fuck it. Hit your bitch and massage. This a big watch. Diamonds dripping off of the clock. Bad baby. Got these bitches buzzing for cash. Do the dash. Try to play me. As a bird. Take a picture, get your issue, bitch, a dime a word. Fuck in the bank, fuck it up, poke that bitch with a shank, fuck it up. I'm about to look at your bag, make a double back and clear up a tab. Gucci flip flops, fuck it, hit your bitch and massage. This a big watch, diamonds dripping off of the clock. Pull the six out, winter time, dropping the top. Give it to they pussy ass, turn this shit up a notch. Gucci flip flops, make a kick rock. This a big clock, check the wristwatch. Gucci flip flops, fuck it, hit your bitch and massage. This a big watch, diamonds dripping off of the clock.
I got big guap, pussy, I'm real rich. 6 cars, 2 houses, and I'm still rich.
Everybody, I hope you enjoyed it. Let me tell you my fucking story. This guy's gonna sit here and it's gonna mess everything up. I can already tell. So you're about to get a profile shot of me from now on. Get up and play with your dog. Get up and play with your dog. He's a nice Weimer runner. Do not play with your dog. Get up and get out of there and play with your dog. I cannot be staring at this guy right over his shoulder at the bench. Okay, you're doing it. Yes, gay dude. Yes. How do I know he's gay? Well, he's wearing lady shoes. What makes a lady shoe? The ones that are for ladies. You know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you. First of all, thank you very much, Kim. So, Gucci Flip Flop, that's the song that I went out with.
It sent me down a rabbit hole of Bad Baby. Oh my God, you should hear her talking about Dr. Phil and what a fucking toolbox he is. She was like, I was a fucking 14-year-old. You sent me to witness a murder and you act like I'm out of control? I was a fucking minor, you asshole. I love her. I think she's great. Oh my God. She's wild. She's got that fucking crazy Latina chick attitude. Let me tell you a fucking cheating story. A jealousy. Oh, it's about to start fucking pouring rain. Well, you do what you can. This park is about to clear out. Fuck. I should have fucking... The stuff I recorded in the first one, it was so good. Yep, everybody's about to leave. I'm gonna put this in my pocket. Make sure to put it on hold. And we're all gonna go home. What was I gonna say? Yeah, you'll get my profile now. Sort of under a tree. So, there was this chick I was dating. She was 20, I was 28. Our first date, we'd both realize how old each other was. I might have been 30, actually. Because we went on a date, I was like, wanna go to a bar afterwards? And she was like, oh, I don't have my ID. I'm like, what? She goes, I don't have my fake ID. I'm like, what? How old are you? And she was like, 20. I'm like, oh. And she's like, why? How old are you? I'm like, 30. And she was like, oh. Because I look young for my age, or I did before this happened. And I was also like, And then we just like looked at each other, we're like, should we still go on the date? And she goes, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, let's. We did. We dated for a while. Anyway, well into the relationship, we went to a music show. Brazilian band, 8-piece band. And we were all talking afterwards. She was way more social than I was. Way more social than I was. And we all went out and we all were talking at the bar to this, to these guys, touring, I think from, it was The Gig or The Smell in LA. We're all talking at the bar. And they said, we're gonna hang out at our hotel later if you guys wanna come. I was like, maybe, it wasn't my thing exactly, but you know, I'm not social with new people, but I was like, you know, if you want to, let's try it. So we're going home and I was like, did you wanna go hang out with them? She goes, no, it's okay. But she was really talking to them and hitting it off, you know? So we went and dropped her off at home. And I was like, you don't want to? She goes, no, I'm just gonna stay home and paint. She's an artist. Just gonna stay home and paint. Okay. And dropped her off. Place was near the Comedy Store. Went to the Comedy Store afterwards. Eleanor and Dice were there. And I was talking to them, saying, hi, where are you coming from? Oh, a date. Oh, why'd you come to the Comedy Store? Why aren't you over there, you know, fucking cracking it? Ah, she wanted to go home and paint. And they're like, really? She didn't want to invite you in? And I was like, no. She said, what'd you do? And I told her. Told them the story. Told them the story about how she did not want to go hang out with the Brazilians, the band. She instead wanted to go home and paint. And Dice is like, you know she's getting fucked right now. And I was like, no, dude. She goes, guaranteed she's getting fucked right now. And I was like, no. He had been around longer than I was. I was new to LA. I might not have even been 30. I might have been like 27, 28. Where was I? Yeah, I might have been 28. I think it was before I dated her. Yeah. So maybe even 27. Got there 25. Yeah. So 27 or 28. And he's like, she's getting fucked by that guy. I'm like, no way. He's like, I guarantee you, go find her. Where's her car parked? Go see her car. It won't be there. And I knew where her car was parked, in a garage, straight ahead down this one-way street, into her garage, and her spot was right in front. And I could see. I could see where her car was. So I drove to her spot. I looked, and her car was not there. And I was like, motherfucker. And I was just filled with jealousy. Oh, I'm going to get so fucking soaked right now. I'm going to put everything away. I'm putting this away. And I was like, what was that hotel? I think it was on either Sunset Boulevard or Santa Monica Boulevard. I didn't know if it was the Westin or that something. It was something. Oh, fucking shit. It's lightning? Great. Band doesn't give a shit. So I went up and down Santa Monica Boulevard and Sunset Boulevard until I found that hotel. I found which one it was. I think it's this one. I kept driving for about an hour and a half. I drove. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Yeah, you're feeling what I'm feeling, right? This might be a mistake. This might be a huge mistake. Until we finally found it. Hey, buddy. Yeah, you're scared? Yeah. And then I drove all the way back and I'm like, I think it's that one. Best Western. And then I drove into the parking lot and I drove up and down all through the garage until I found it. I found her car. And that's what jealousy will do. It'll keep you in your car for fucking hours until you find what you were thinking about. Confronted her later, she goes, oh yeah, I got a second wind and I decided I want to go over there. Looking back, there's no way she didn't hook up with him. She had very minimum, hey buddy, you're scared? You're scared. You're going to pee on me. I can tell you're about to pee on me. All right, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. Yeah, it's a mistake to be out here, dude. You should have heard my first podcast. My first podcast was great. My first podcast, it didn't get recorded. It was so good. You guys, that's the episode. Don't forget, follow Kim Condon, Broad Topics. The first one was so good. Follow me on arishafir.com. All my tour dates are up there. Hartford is my this week. Get tickets if there's any left. And then in July, Providence, Baltimore, Long Island. I know, buddy, I know. Okay. Tacoma, all these places. Go to arishafir.com for tickets. Keep sending Photoshops in. Follow Kim Congdon. Thank you very much, Kim. Oh, and don't forget, I am a fucking huge Luis Gomez fan. I'm a huge Luis Gomez fan. Anything we said in this podcast, that guy, I will ride or die for him. He has always got my back, so I'll allow someone else to talk, but I reviewed it to make sure there's nothing too bad in there, because there's not. He's a fucking great dude, dude. And anything you hear in that, full disclaimer, might have been her being a fucking crazy Latina chick. That's the reality of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ari Shaffir. Let's go, Bandit. Let's get the fuck out of here. What the fuck is wrong with me? I could have done this before. Bandit, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Oh my God. Oh my God. Goodbye.
Cuando canto lo que dicen, what? Una nalgada en el culo, ella grita, what? You see a body got a rap for his own, that be for Hondo, San Juan, Bahía Mon. Soy del campo, Santiago, tabaco y ron, allá en Puerto Rico con Bacardi limón. Okay. And this is all that, you can tell Spanky on it, the remix to the remix with Yankee on it. Esto es mofongo, un chimi con Nori on it, un reggaeton con Den Star and Big Mado on it.
Long as you wanted, someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for love.